fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Hey, I know you. Hey, Madhouse Radio's here. We've started. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Madhouse Show. Welcome to the firmness of the madness. The firm madness here tonight, everybody. We're excited about that. And we know you all are, too. Carlito here, absent last week. I apologize, but I am here this week, making it up to you. We got very high audio. Let's try to bring that down a little bit. Everybody out there who wants to meet us tonight, you can reach us at 888-278-8509. Again, toll free tonight, 888-278-8509. AOL and Yahoo Instant Messengers, Madhouse Radio, AOL and Yahoo Instant Messengers, Madhouse Radio, MSN Messenger, Madhouse at live.com. Here with me tonight, I see I have already the Milkman checking in. Milkman, how you doing, bro? All right. Very good.
Hello.
Hello, Milkman.
Hello.
What's going on, man? Good to see you.
Hello.
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 Hello. Beautiful. Yeah, Brandon Vegas here. Brandon Vegas, can you hear me? Can someone? Anybody?
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, Brandon Vegas. Good evening. And the Tuck. The Tuck man himself.
The Tuck. Hello.
What's up?
To you.
Love.
Much love to you, Brandon Vegas, Tuck, and, of course, Big Milkman. Milkman's going to work on hearing, I guess. He's got to turn up his hearing aid. Any second, yeah, you hear, and that's him adjusting his hearing aid. Milkman is 72 years old, and he fills our quota. Every good,
happy birthday, Grandpa.
Every good operation has an old, decrepit greeter guy who hands out carts to the people coming in. That's the Milkman. Yeah. I love talking about Milkman when he can't defend himself. It's hilarious. Visit MadhouseLive.com. That's our homepage. That's the webpage for the show. We're broadcasting tonight on, let's see here, of course. We're at 98.6
The Mouth. 98.6
The Mouth. Hey, Milkman. Hey, man. What's up? We're also on Syndicate Radio, syndicateradio.tv, with no video tonight for some reason. I don't know. What is the deal? I don't understand it. Anyway, so working on some, I guess I got some really loud audio. Let me come in here in the stick cam room real quick, see if I can adjust that here for the people. Just give me a moment here. And there we go. Okay, good deal. That should be it right there. And I think that's everybody. Everybody was getting like really loud audio here, so we're fixed. We're good. Tuck, you're going to have to speak up, son, because I had to turn audio down. Just to let you know. All you guys out there on the satellite link, I'll be sure to speak up. Milkman, do you hear me yet, man?
Okay.
Milkman, do you hear yet?
Yeah, I'm here.
You ready to call in? Milkman, you wanted to call in on the phone, right? Since we're having audio trouble here. Why don't you just go ahead and call in?
Yeah, pick up this time.
Call in.
Do that. Okay,
call on the studio line, and we'll put you on. All right, we'll get this figured out. Anyway, so send us your prank call request. You know, subscribe to our podcast. Hang out with us here tonight. Oh, also, we are also on the new PC Radio. Under new management, apparently.
Yay!
And, wow, we're also on Talk Show tonight. And, we're like everywhere, man. I mean, this is just a big-ass network. Yeah, big-ass network. A lot of people in the chat room. Thank you for hanging out. Let me get Milkman on here.
Blowing up all over the place.
Milkman.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's up, man? All right, anyway, I'm continuing with my introductions to everybody. Did you know we're back on Talk Show tonight? They're on the trial basis because TalkShoe like died off the face of the earth all of a sudden. You see, we have no listener. I'm actually right now. I'm ending the TalkShoe call right now. That's it. TalkShoe's out of here.
Aww.
TalkShoe, you're out of here, man.
You lose, TalkShoe.
My audio is still like all over the place right now. Apparently, I don't get it. There we go. Maybe this will keep it held on. Anyway, if you guys, I wanted to mention real quick, Milkman. I know you've been in there. Tuck's been in there, and a lot of other people have been in there. On the Madhouse site, we have forums up, and I've got a bunch of stuff up there. It's actually been pretty active during the week, and I'm looking for a big push this weekend. So everybody out there who's listening, why don't you go ahead and go to madhouselive.com, check out the forums. You can go to madhouselive.com/forums, or just click the forums button on the main page and check that out. And I got some prank calls up there that aren't available anywhere else, and I just put up a classic Madhouse episode from October of 2005. That was like probably our third month of doing shows, like way back a long time ago. And it's got the famous Prankmaster Gangbang. Any of you longtime listeners.
The black and white years.
The black and white years, exactly. I call it classic. It's classic Madhouse. It's this whole thing. I see Lonesome Loser's joining us. All right, Lonesome, what's up? We got a buzz on the phone here. I wanted to show everybody real quick who's able to see us on cam. I don't know if you can or not. But if you can, in the background here, you see what I spent $20 on this at a recent convention here in town. This is a Fidel Castro action figure. It's actually a little doll of Fidel Castro. And it comes with a little stand, and he's in his little military.
Oh, wow.
In his military thing, and he's got a pose. I'm telling you, he's got the beard and everything.
Viva la Revolucion.
Yeah, and the back of it's actually got his story. It's by Blitzkrieg Toys. Blitzkrieg as in Lightning War, from the world famous Hitler. That guy, that's the. Anyway, it's got the story of. I mean, here's an excerpt of the back of this box of Fidel El Comandante here, just to read for you. After his release from prison, Fidel Castro Ruiz fled Cuba and went into exile in Mexico, where he founded the 26th of July movement. While in Mexico, he planned his revolutionary return to Cuba in order to fight against the government of Fulgencio Batista. Wow, that's awesome, man. I paid $20 for this. I didn't know they actually made a doll of Fidel Castro. They had Hitler, they had FDR in a wheelchair, and I saw Fidel. I was like, I gotta get Fidel, man. I gotta get Fidel.
Did they got him there with a little colostomy bag?
He should have. The updated version. You know, he has the little colostomy bag that ties to the side to the side of the doll. You know, under
$5 extra. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
No, you don't want him as prime.
He's got a little filter for his cigar now.
With the red Adidas sweatsuit that he was wearing in those pictures that came out right after he had surgery.
The Cohiba filtered model.
Yeah. He doesn't smoke cigars, though. He hasn't smoked cigars in like 30 years, he says.
He's on his new kick, man. What the hell? I'm going to try anyway.
Yeah, I'm still coughing, actually. I was really sick last week. I mean, Tuesday through Thursday last week were a fog. That's why I couldn't do a show. I barely had the energy to come online and let, you know, Milkman and others know.
Man, thank God they gave you some drugs, man, because, like, dude, you couldn't even talk. He's like, you guys gotta hurt. Like,
yeah, I couldn't talk, and I still have problems talking, so we'll see how long I can go tonight. I cough a lot, and I'll have to go on mute, so everybody watch out for that.
It was worse, though. It was nonstop.
Yeah.
We tried to get him, but man, he was really in bad shape.
Right,
he got a lot better tonight, man.
Thank you. Yeah, no, every day has been an improvement, but it was the flu, and it was a nasty, nasty bout of it. It was really bad. And it doesn't help that I live in a polluted environment. Anyway, so anything in the news that we can talk about we're still in the same boat as far as the election is concerned.
Oh, man, yes.
But apparently Obama's pastor is a whackin' nut.
There's a letter in that. See, that all's boring.
That's boring.
You heard about the news flash about the woman that was in her bathroom for 2 years sitting on the shitter, that she sat there so long that her ass skin grew around the shitter seat.
All right, here. Kokanee sent me that. Let me read this. All right, deputy said a woman in western Kansas sat on her boyfriend's toilet for 2 years, and they're investigating whether she was mistreated. So what happened? She sat on the toilet on her...
sat on the shitter for 2 years, and the skin of her ass grew around the material of the shit seat. So that whenever she tried to get out of there, she couldn't get out, and they had to call a fire department in with a crowbar and pry it off and send her to the emergency room with the seat still grown to her ass and surgically removed.
I see.
Today I heard on the news that they're going to charge the guy with some type of negligence or something because it's his fault.
Wow.
Or Sheriff Dependent, because she's like some like kind of nut job, but he was just trying to let her do what she, you know.
Yeah, the boyfriend called police on February 27th to report there was something wrong with his girlfriend, adding that he never explained why it took him 2 years to call. Wow, that's something. She was not glued, she was not tied, she was physically stuck by her body. Oh, that is sick. Oh, that must have smelled really bad.
You imagine, dude, I was trying to think, now, how the fuck is she eating? What is she doing? Like, slide stuff under the door or something. But the story was that she is so crazy that she was afraid to come out of the bathroom because her mother may make fun of her.
Oh my god, what a weirdo. Well, she gets what she gets. She deserves to grow into a toilet. Because she became one with the toilet. She grew a toilet out of her ass.
Shit, that's, but this is a whole new thing, man.
What's that say? I wanted to read this one here real quick. You know, we're going to have a big bachelor party show next May. Not this May, next May in Pennsylvania, looks like. Anyway, it's a big show, big event. Anyway, an obscene drawing on the roof of a house caused quite a stir in a northern Phoenix neighborhood. Some neighbors found it funny, others were offended. Anyway, so here, this guy Ryan Walker, right? He had his bachelor party at his house, and he's in a band. And the band members, as a joke for his bachelor party, they painted a huge wang on the top of his roof, like a huge painted penis. Okay, a huge cock and balls is what they put up there. So it went on for a few weeks, I believe. Let me see if I can find out here. Someone finally figured it out like a few weeks after the fact. Apparently, some neighbors were offended, some weren't. You know, I mean, like some of the neighbors were like, yeah, whatever. You know, it happens. It's a joke, haha. And he said he's gonna pull it down, but apparently it was up there for a while. So that's a pretty funny joke to do to somebody. You know, you being a big cock on the top of his house. First bachelor party. That's something right there. That's something. That's mean, though, man. Anyway, and we're being told that her boyfriend brought her food every day in the bathroom and helped her get dressed.
That part I never heard. I've had that and wondered all along. I was like, well, it must be. And to get dressed, what did she do? She sat on the shitter. What did he do? Like throw a blanket or something?
Just change her top, probably, is what I guess. I don't know. That's the only thing I could figure that it would be.
Now,
whatever.
She put another fresh pair of underwear around her legs.
She gave her a quick, you know, gave her a quick sponge bath, and you know, put a wrapped a new blanket around her or something.
Back of the toilet, scoop some water out, dump it over every so often.
Jesus Christ! Wow, that's gross, man. Why don't we have numbers for these people? You know, we need numbers for the, you know, people like this.
They have to look. What's the name of the people? Somebody. We need to get them on tonight. Interview them and find out if we can help them.
Yeah, that'll never happen, man. Anyway, and this one here reminds me of, and I've got the phone number for them, but this one here reminds me of Jack Masterson, an all-you-can-eat buffet. We're going to call them next year. This is the first call of the night. The Manchuria Restaurant. Apparently, a 265-pound man said that the restaurant in Louisiana overcharged him for his trips to the buffet. Then banned them and a relative because of how much they consumed during their visits. Apparently, they got a bill for $46.40. That's double the buffet price for two adults. and they complain, and the quote here says, she says, y'all fat and y'all eat too much. I was stunned that somebody would say that. I ain't that fat. I only weigh 277 pounds. Oh, man. Come on. Yeah. I can just see Jack all the way 482 pounds.
So we're going to...
The argument over the bill got heated. Police were called. The police report states the disagreement was settled when the restaurant said the bill was a mistake to appease the guy and the meal was free. The guy insisted on paying but was told never to come back, apparently. So... They ate so much food, man. That's something, that's something. I've eaten a lot of food at a buffet before, but I'm telling you what, I have never, ever been kicked out or charged extra at the buffet, you know? Why is this got a buzz for, man?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's on my end. I got a buzz on mine.
I got somebody on the line with me. Want to say hi?
Who you got in the line, Milkman?
We got on the line with me tonight.
Hi, Carlito.
Hey, what's going on, sweet kisses, I presume?
Hey, of course.
How you doing, lady?
Pretty good.
Good.
Everybody happy Easter?
Yeah. What's your puppy status right now? Any puppies for sale?
She's due anytime next week.
York?
Third litter.
So you'll have Yorkie puppies for sale, huh?
Around Mother's Day.
How much? Oh, around Mother's Day. See, everybody, what a great idea for a Mother's Day present here. Yorkie puppies, and they got their not their papers, but their purebred that they're being.
They have papers. You got to pay $12 to get them registered.
Okay. All right. How much do you sell puppies for?
Four, girls, six.
$500, $600?
Yeah.
How long do you keep them past 12 weeks?
If I keep them past 12, the price goes lower.
The price was for okay. All right. Just curious to know. Okay, so there you go, everybody. Get with Milkman Sweet Kisses at sweetkisses.com if you are interested.
Your last litter.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. So.
Wow, baby pup's cat final litter. These
final.
Poopers.
She's retiring. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. How many litters has she been through with you?
This would be her third.
Third litter. Wow.
She's gonna be bringing 20 puppies in her life.
And how many puppies per litter?
7 first litter and 6 a second.
13.
So she's going to bring in about another 6 or 7.
13 times 500, 600, I don't know. That's a lot of. That's a pretty good amount of money for.
She's already walking around bow-legged, Carlito.
Wow.
That too. She was on her back so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's lazy. That
she's
is.
Not doggy bow either.
No,
she
it's not my shoulder.
Yeah.
Not her back.
Alright, so here we go. Now we're talking about dog. Slutty dog sex. Okay, hey, we're calling the buffet. Jack Masterson. Look, I've got my Jack Masterson marker. Oh, boy. Here comes, if you've never heard of Jack Masterson before, an extension to all the podcast listeners out there who might be listening to this episode at their leisure later on in the future. Why don't you listen to us live some night, Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here over at MadhouseLive.com. We're going to open up the lines here in a little later. I know Zolar will probably be on tomorrow. I'll wait for confirmation, but Zolar Vision will be on tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 24 hours from now. SyndicateRadio.tv. It was awesome. I was saying before, I found a huge archive of edited Madhouse shows from the first episode all the way until the middle of 2006. They're edited, they're ready to go. It's like it was first starting, and we've got Reclude doing pranks. I mean, that's back then. We were like raw. This show was like the quality wasn't as good as this. As I hear the buzz in the background, but anyway, the quality of the show itself wasn't as good as this. But it was actually, you know, that some of the pranks were really raw.
And, very spontaneous.
Yeah, and the prank master gangbang is on that. You know, maybe I should play that tonight. That is an old classic. And
hey, you know that is. For all of the diehard friends and members of the militia, know that the Prankmaster skit was a great episode. And for those of you that haven't been introduced to the treat, you ought to stick around and listen to this, because this is a very, very funny portion of some of the pranks that we've been involved with over the years here at the Madhouse. fired up, Carly. Doesn't get a chance.
Bro. Yeah, well, yeah, I'll wait for you to be back on the computer so you can hear it too, because that's nostalgia. I haven't heard that in a while, but I do. But I made available the episode from October 2005 where that happened in its entirety, uncut. You can hear. We'll explain it later, but anyway.
All you have to do is just join the forums, and then they can get it.
Don't even join the forums. You know what? Just go and visit the forums, and if you want to join, you join. If you're not, you can go in there. You can go to the Madhouse Vault in the forums, and while you're at it, register and post a quick what's up. We got a lot of video in there and a lot of different topics and a lot of prank calls that you can't find anywhere else, not even on the site, not on the station here. They're not in rotation. They're nowhere else. Except for the forums. You go to the Madhouse Vault, you'll see what I mean. Some good pranks there that haven't even been played on the show since they were done. That's the spot for that. That is
that's
the underground.
Lines, man.
The Madhouse Underground.
Don't forget, man, just check it out. Because there's a lot of good shit there, man.
Yeah, that's good.
I'll give you a hard time to stop by and say hello.
How many people we got? I think the stream is buffering right now. Anyway, I'm trying to get a quick tally here of how many people we got. We've got.
How many networks are we on?
Syndicate, we've got 18. We've got 15 on the mouth. What's that? 31? 31. We got another 4 on the new PCU. That's 35. I don't know. And if we had that with whatever we have on Justin that I don't know, then. So we're probably running at least. That's what we usually get here live. I'd say that the vast majority of our audience is actually now on the podcast, and they listen out there on their own time. We have over 100. We have over 160. If we want to count nickels and dimes, we have over 160 subscribers to the podcast. So, if you're interested, if you've heard of the word podcast, don't even know what it is, just go to madhouselive.com. Check out the podcast. You get all the information you need right there. Okay. I want to say what's up to Quackmaster, who's just been favorited on our channel on Justin.tv. Quackmaster, welcome to the Madhouse family. Tell your friends, tell everybody you know to listen to us on Jurisdiction. I don't have any prank call requests, really. I'm just looking here. I'm not going to go through any more for the time being. Yeah, no prank requests have been sent in, but Lonesome Loser, of course, is confirming numbers away. We've got quite a few of them here. Well, anyway.
Do not forget the Break Jack Master, so he is hungry.
Yeah.
His stomach is growling right now. I hear it.
Shit. He needs a sound. Hey. Thank you for reminding me. Here it comes right now. The next prank call. The first prank call of the night. Jack Masterson coming at you, everybody.
Come and see. And I saw. And behold, a white horse.
Hello? Is this the restaurant?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. I have a question. If I come in, how much is charged? I weigh 482 pounds. Hello?
Hello?
I weigh 482. How much do you charge by the pound?
Okay, can I have your name and your phone number? If you call back again, I will tell the police, okay?
My name is Jack.
I'm sorry.
I was going to tell him my name. All right.
You ought to use the spoof tell card now, man.
No, that's what I'm using. All right, anyway, we're going to call it. Of course. Jesus Christ, Larry. Milkman. Hello? This is the phone company. How can I help you? She's not answering now. Let me try to call her back, everybody. Don't go anywhere, everybody. The next call is going to be the same call. You know what I mean? Hey, get it. All right.
Hello? This is my
truck.
Can I help you?
Yes, hi. Do you do takeout?
I'm sorry?
Do you do takeout service?
Takeout service?
Yes. Do you do
carry out?
Well, carry out, yes. Like, you give me a tray and
okay.
I fill it up with what I want.
Please, because it's kind of late. Let me ask you. Okay. Hello, sir?
Yes?
Hello? When you'll be here?
In about 2 minutes. I'm on the road right now.
Okay, if you come, because we have both closed, if you come in, we will wait for you.
Okay, all right. So what I'm at, so how do you do? I come with, you give me a tray and I fill it up and you weigh it?
I'm sorry?
What do you do? I fill up the tray and you weigh it,
right? Yes, you come to the right, come in to pay and I will give you a take home. a paper plate. You can just go to the bar and fill up whatever you want from there.
How much do you charge?
Yes, sir. So, Georgia.
Right now,
okay, well, our regular class, I mean, our regular price is $10.50, but since, it's kind of late, and we don't have everything out on the bar, I will give a discount.
All right, so you're not going to weigh it, right?
I will wait for you. I will.
No, weigh.
You
like,
sir, you call me. Like,
how you just charge
right
me
now,
for the...
I will wait for you.
No. You know what a weigh machine is?
Oh, no. Okay, we don't have a weight machine. No, we're not charged as a weight machine.
Oh, yeah,
we
that's good.
We charge it by box.
All right, so I want rice, and I like fresh rice, but that's easy to make.
Okay, well, you can order from menu if you want to do that way.
Yeah, but I like the buffet. Do you have pot stickers there?
I'm sorry?
Do you have pot stickers there? Yes, pot stickers.
I'm sorry, I don't know what it is.
You know what a dumpling is?
Dumpling? Yeah, I will. We don't have it.
No? Ask the lady over there in China Talk real quick.
I'm sorry?
Go, say that. Tell that woman that I said Didi Mao.
I'm sorry. I don't work in caging. I just work at farm. I don't think we have any dumplings.
You're not in the cage? Who let you out of your cage? Who let you out of the cage? Did someone leave you out of the cage?
I'm sorry?
Are you out of the cage?
What is out of the cage?
You are supposed to be in the cage, but you got out. Is that what you're telling me?
No.
Are you allowed to be outside of the cage this time?
Wait, I don't get you. What is out of cage? What is inside of cage?
Well, I understand from the way you talk, I think that you are one of those people who is supposed to be inside the cage after a certain time. And you lay down on the blanket with a bowl of water. So, I don't know, maybe if you got out of the cage, or if you're allowed, because if you're supposed to be in the cage,
I don't know what you talk about, okay?
Don't you have a cage?
No.
Don't you have a cage that you spend the night in, usually?
No, okay, well, I think it's just from a hospital, mental hospital, I'm sorry, okay? You don't want to come to it, okay? You don't have to do this to me, okay? Go wherever you want to go, okay? I don't have time to play with you, okay? Make sure, okay? I'll have a recorder, okay? We have camera, we have everything. Just make sure what you're talking about, okay?
Okay, what are
bye,
you...
Bye, have a good night.
Can you... I don't know what the hell she's saying. Okay, I got the okay. She's got the okay.
To place a call...
She's
maybe
got,
I'll have Jack call back now.
Yeah, maybe in a little bit. Let's let her...
Okay, yeah, we'll let him cool off.
Yeah.
They're gonna get hot.
Yeah.
I'll remind you in a little bit.
That was funny, though. What a weirdo lady.
Kung Fu Chinese food restaurant.
She's thinking that she does live in a cage or something like that.
She didn't get it. She didn't get Cajun. She didn't understand.
Cage. All right. Well, that was that. Isn't that fun? Wow. We have fun here in this madhouse machine thing. Just like that. All right. Well... Continuing on here, we've got a lot of different numbers coming in from the Lonesome Loser Man. Let me go to the top of two. Okay, so we've got American Samurai Grill and Sushi Bar. We've got Spartan Cutlery. Turn the music down a little bit here. Shag Hasty's Enterprises. We got Fiesta, Garibaldi Bar and Grill, and the House of Chicken and Ribs. Milkman, after this call, get back on the computer because this buzz is killing me, man.
Okay.
All right, we'll stay up in Oregon. Mucho gracias. All right, hang on, everybody. The next prank call tonight, we're calling Mucho Gracias. Be sure to send your request to us over at madhouselive.com or go to the chat room, syndicateradio.tv chat room. Also, the chat room's available over here at madhouselive.com as well. The links, same links are there for you to visit. And big what's up to everybody checking us out tonight on Justin TV for the first time. Please enjoy your madhouse stay in the madhouse and house it up, Matt. Just a moment for the next prank call tonight, everybody. Oh, and that reminds me.
Yeah.
Milkman, what about this Heather Mills, man? She got, what, 50 million U.S. out of Paul McCartney?
What? Wow. I know, man.
Yeah.
Dude, I heard his ass like clenching when he stood up and the chair was stuck in his ass in court when it showed on court TV. It was sad.
God, man, women will do you like that, you know? They will do you like that. That's why I said separate bank account for me and a prenup. I'm telling you, I'm going to get the prenup ready here pretty soon.
Well, we don't want anybody to take away the treasures of the madhouse, so I think that is in order.
I will make sure that she doesn't touch any of my prank calls. she's going to go after my prank calls, not my money. Yeah.
The fame and debauchery of it all.
Yeah, right. All right, anyway. Hey, the phone just got better. All right. Anyway, here, more Johnny Cash, everybody. The next prank of the night, we're calling Mucho Gracias. Listen to Madhouse Radio, Thursday, March the 20th.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
Big what's up to Hollywood Vagina.
On the pain.
Hollywood Vagina. In the chat room.
The only Banjo. Thing that's real.
Help you.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this? Who is this? Hello. Mucho gracias.
Hello.
Mucho gracias.
Yes.
Thank you. I know
hey,
that.
You're
I,
welcome.
Did I win?
What do you order?
I heard if I say that I know that it means thank you, that I get the a coupon code. What's the coupon code? Please tell me.
Is the number two?
The number two?
Yes.
What do I get?
Eh?
Am I in the mouth? Are you cleaning? What are you doing? Senorita.
Yeah.
Look, is mariposa. You are my mariposa. Butterfly.
Me?
You are my butterfly, baby. Butterfly. Are you mariposa? Huh?
Yeah.
You are mariposa? How does the mariposa do?
Me.
That's right. She goes, the mariposa goes, me. And she mariposa fly around like, me. Like that. I hear you.
Good.
Yeah. You have nice teeth?
Eh?
You have nice teeth?
Yes.
I like big teeth. Big teeth on your mouth. You have like a big overbite or big chiclets?
1 second, please.
Thank you.
Oiga, ese señor me está cotorreando nomás. Hace tanto que yo mariposa. ¿Cuál es tu orden? You mariposa. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hello.
Can I speak to the Puerto Rican man?
Huh?
Can I speak to the Puerto Rican man?
Okay, 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Puerto Rican.
Who?
Hello, Puerto Rican. How are you?
Who's this?
This is the Colombian. How are you?
Colombia?
Yes, this Colombia? This is the Colombian.
Oh, the Colombia.
Yes, the Colombian.
Oh. What do you mean?
This is Bruno Echevarria.
Okay.
They call me the Colombiano.
Uh-huh.
Is this the Puerto Rican?
No, the Puerto Rico.
No, I'm looking for the Puerto Rican. They tell me there's a Puerto Rican who worked with the Mexican, and I'm calling to speak to the Puerto Rican. I am Señor Echevarria. They call me the Colombiano.
No, I don't know, amigo.
Amigo, do you know about the trade?
You know the what?
The trade. You know about the trade?
No, I don't know the English, amigo.
I have illegal Pokemon cards. They are copy illegal Pokemon cards. Okay? He knows that. That's the code right there. the word Pokemon is something serious. Milkman, to the computer you go. Sweet kisses.
All right,
best of luck to you and your letter.
Press 1.
All right. Is she even there?
Happy Easter, everybody. Yeah, sweet kisses, are you there?
Sweetness.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Good night. It's nice talking to you.
Don't eat no rotten eggs.
I'll try not to. Oof, God, that's nasty. Rotten eggs. Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right.
Finally get away from that buzz, because Milkman insists on being on the phone. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Always, you've been here the whole time. Stupid me. All right, good. We're up to 57 listeners here total.
Yeah, baby.
That's an estimated amount, of course. We're here and we're enjoying our time. We're having a good time talking to Mexicans and Chinese people tonight. It's been fun. That restaurant is a lot of fun. I like that lady at that restaurant. Wow, excuse me.
Looks good, man. She was not very pleased.
Anyway, we've got some numbers here for people who are over 65 years and older. You understand that? 65 years. This comes from our secret...
Don't make fun of the age, you decrepit.
This comes from our secret source, the Neck. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of us talk about the Neck before, but he's a secret source here on the mouth, Neck. He's in the Midwest, is all I can say. He has sent in numbers for people who are 65 years of age or older. These are retirees from Virginia, a land of vagina. And no, it's the land of Queen Virginia, the Virgin Queen of Poland. We got Shirley Dowse, and it was confirmed just about 15 minutes ago. So let's give that a call here. And after that, we'll probably do another Lonesome Loser call, and then we'll go back and forth and this and that. So then and then and then. Okay. All right. Nunu has sent in a number for a guy in the UK with a really shitty website that thinks he's some great web designer. It got posted on FARC. He just took it down now, but here's a screenshot. You know what? I saw that link and I didn't click it. I never got to it. It said the worst website, and yeah, that is the worst website ever. Wow, that guy really wanted to be a web designer. Dude, my site's better than that, and I suck. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so we got his phone number here. We'll be giving that a call. That's in England. Here in Madhouse Radio, the true home of the English wake-up call, despite the fact that you know that we're always copied here on Madhouse Radio by other people who just copy us and then they don't give us credit for me to act like someone else. Anyway, and also that reminds me, be sure,
yeah.
Be sure to stick around tonight on the forums after the show. There will be a special announcement being posted. That's tonight after the show, or you can catch it on Friday. I would recommend you go to the forums by Friday to make sure you see what the special announcement is. It's about a secret special show we're going to have here this weekend. But the only way you can find out is if you go to the Madhouse forums after the show tonight. And watch out for a secret show this weekend, a secret congregation. We're going to make another attempt at the conference special that we had a few months ago. And that was a fun time. Great show that was. If you don't know what it is, and just whatever. Everyone be sure to watch us on justin.tv/madhouseradio. New news reminded me to say to everybody so that our ratings will go up there. Thank you. Anyway, so we're calling the old person. Just a moment, everybody, for the next prank call of the night.
What goes back on me?
Hello. Hi, how are you doing, Ms. Dowse?
So far?
Is this Shirley?
Yes, it is. Old... Are you a telemarketer?
Absolutely not, Ms. Shirley. How are you, baby?
Well, I don't want to talk this time of night.
This is an important message. This is an... Oh, God. Shirley, you're killing me, Shirley.
What the...
I'm saying. Well, what if I was a telemarketer? Maybe in that case you would take the call, man. I'm going to call her back and tell her I'll be honest with her.
To place a call, press 1.
Excuse me.
Hello?
Okay, ma'am, I'll be honest with you. I'm a telemarketer, okay? She wouldn't even let me do it. That would have been funny. All right, well, what does that leave us with? Another old
to
person.
To place a call, press 1.
It's called another
to
oldie.
To listen to your recorded call.
You gotta be Manchester numbers, Carlito. You're gonna be another great fan of me, bro.
Manchester numbers? I could find some. If we needed to.
Hello?
Hi, Lucille?
Hello?
Lucille?
Yes?
How are you?
I'm fine.
Ah, that's great.
What?
Huh?
This work?
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm sorry to call you so late.
That's all right.
They shut my gas off.
Oh, no.
They did. They shut up my gas. Then I'm out of gas. What does a man do? What does a man do without gas?
I don't know.
Do you have any gas?
Who am I talking to?
This is home.
No, I don't.
Yes? You don't?
No, I don't know who I'm talking to.
Not even for old home?
No, I don't know.
You don't know who?
I don't know who I'm talking to.
This is home.
With who?
Who?
I still don't know who I'm talking to.
Look, it's me. It's
me. I still don't know who me is.
No, me. My name is
I don't know.
Do you need me to spell that for you?
Yes.
H-E-R-N-N-T. Huh?
Papa.
Huh?
I think you have the wrong person you're talking to.
No. This is Lucille. They shut my gas off. It's me, You know, maybe you know me as Deanda.
By the name of what?
Deanda.
The person knows me, but I don't, he won't give me his name.
I'm Deanda.
Deanda, I still don't know you.
You don't know Deanda?
No, I don't.
You don't know Deanda, my dick? There we are, everybody. That's for Milkman, who suggested I do Deanda. There you go. Thank you, Milkman, for derailing us. I could have given
place
that.
A call, press 1.
All right.
To listen to your recorded call, press 2.
We're going to call Elsie now.
Minutes.
And a big thank you to the neck. That's him. He's here. Jin Stewart in the mouth, everybody. God.
Yeah, man.
Hello, Elsie.
Elise.
No, it's Elsie. How are you?
All right. Who's this?
This is
Who am I talking to?
It's
It's who?
Huh.
Who am I talking to? Hello?
Yes, hi, Elise. Elise, this is
Lisa.
Yeah, that's it. It's
Lisa?
Yes, how are,
you? Drunk?
Yeah, I'm drunk.
What are you doing drunk?
I'm doing this.
What are you doing drunk? What are you doing drunk?
I'm doing this. Can you do it?
I'm all right.
Do it.
How is Dee Dee?
Do it one more time.
What?
Please.
Huh.
No, do it right. Go, Thank you, lady. Thank you. Good night.
Who is this?
This is I gotta go. Bye.
I only take that so far. I'm sorry, that was a stupid one. Yeah, she did it. She's like, this is, Oh, man. What a great time we're having here, aren't we, folks? You're listening to Madhouse Radio. It's 10:54 p.m. Anyway, as I said before, the important news is that Jin Stewart is here. Jin, how you doing, man?
How you doing, man? I'm good. How are you?
I was going to email you today, son of a bitch. Did you know that?
You were going to email me?
I was at your website, actually, and I was going to email you, and I never got around to it. It was a busy day, Jin, but it's good to see you, man. So how are things?
Things are good, man. Things are good. I'm going to be back soon. I'm going to do a show, you know, and just light it back up, you know?
Good. Everybody, make sure you go right now to JinStewart.com and check out his podcast and check out everything he's got up there. He's got tons of good prank calls. This is my bro, Jin Stewart, man. We miss you here. He used to be on all the time. He's a member of the Madhouse just as much as anybody else, just as much as me, Milkman, and Lonesome, and everybody. Man, I'm coughing.
I appreciate that,
Cali. Not a problem. Everyone, make sure you go over to JinStewart.com. And Ted's here. Ted, everybody. Ted.
JinStewart.com.
Ted. Ted.com. Ted.
Mr. Stewart.
We got a caller.
Hello, Ted. How are you today, man?
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
What's up, Carlito?
Jonathan, everybody, Jonathan's on. Let's pay attention to Jonathan. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing good. Hey,
guys.
Come on now, Jonathan's on the line. Jonathan, listen to the show tonight.
Yes, I'm listening.
So what's this about you doing a live show?
What are your thoughts about Hat?
I actually got in when y'all were doing that, and I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know what hit me, man, but just that noise. And then these old people, they actually like, you're a like, it was just so funny. Jonathan, I don't know, it's just a great night. I've been in a great mood all week. You know, I got sick last week, and it almost felt like it recharged me. I was rejuvenated. I was reborn like Jesus will be Sunday, Jonathan, and that's what I'm so excited about.
Yeah, I also got some good news. I'm going to be moving again soon.
Where are you moving to, man?
I'm going to move in another apartment. It's a lot cheaper on rent and stuff. Right now, I'm paying $300 a month, and I got to go somewhere where it's a lot cheaper while I have more money to do fun things and stuff.
Awesome, man. That's good. It's always good to get it. So are you paying $200 a week? I'm sorry? Am I allowed to ask? You said $200.
I'm paying about $300 a month.
A month? That's really cheap, though. But that's okay. That's cool, though. Well, good. Get a new place, and do that, man. As long as it's not in a bad neighborhood, Jonathan. Okay. Make sure that you check out the
all
subdivision,
right.
The area.
All right, check it out.
You know what you do? And here's what I did, and I learned this from a friend of mine, a Korean lady who was a good friend of mine who taught me this. When you're gonna go get an apartment or a house, you go back at night on the weekend. That's when it's absolutely the craziest. On a Saturday night, you go by and you see how many kids are hanging around and how many cars are going by. And you look at the kind of cars that are parked there on a Saturday night. And whatever's going down, if it's an apartment complex, go there on a Saturday night and see what the traffic is coming in and out. And then you get a good idea if that's where you want to live or not. That is a Madhouse tip here for you, Jonathan, and for everybody else who's listening to me.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right. All right, Jonathan, did you hear about Lord Spoon?
No, I didn't.
Do you know who Lord? Do you know Lord Spoon from around? You know, he's a listener here to the show.
Yes, I didn't.
He's shipping off to the military. He said his goodbyes during the week, man.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean to do applause for that, but no, yeah. So I just wanted to say a big shout out to him real quick. It just reminded me of it, Jonathan. You do that to me, man. You keep me on my toes. You're like curry. You're like a chili in my gumbo, man. All right, Jonathan, say hi. Say what's up to your fans and listeners here quickly.
I want to say hello to all my fans and listeners, and I hope you have a great weekend. Happy Easter.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Jonathan. You're the man.
All right.
That's Jonathan, everybody. Official first caller. Finally, the first caller for the first time in a long time. Jen. Ted, you guys going to call in, man? Let's do some pranks or something. Let's have some fun here.
Yeah,
guys.
Man, I'm going to call in. But not right yet. I'm going to call in a bit. I mean, how long have you been on? I just got here, so I don't know.
We've been on about 45 minutes. We've done about 3 prank calls. You haven't missed much. No worries.
Okay, yeah. Or maybe I'll call in in about half an hour. Well, I don't know how long you want to stay on. Maybe I'll call in 15 minutes. I don't know.
I'm probably going to stay on for another 2 hours. An hour and a half, two
hours.
Okay.
Well, I'll call in a bit later in the show.
All right, cool.
I'm just here, you know. I just wanted to warm up a bit. I haven't done prank calls in a while, so...
I got you. You're out of practice. All right, so not a problem. You're more than welcome to. Ted also is welcome. Ted, if he's around, he hasn't responded in a little while. Ted. Oh, I think Ted got muted. Hang on, let me unmute Ted. There you go, Ted, off of mute. I don't know how many listeners we got now. We got the
boss player.
Boss man, what's going on, boss player? What's up? The 25 on sitting right now. Cool man. Cool people.
You want to
Wow, you guys are really choppy. Or is that me?
Who are you calling choppy, boy?
No, I got it fixed. No, there was a little chop, but I fixed the chop. Don't worry.
Hey.
All right, everybody.
Hey, it's Katie K.
Yeah, that's the guy there.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all right. So we got a ton more of those old people numbers to do here. We're going to get to those soon. Thank you, The Neck in the Midwest, for sending in those numbers, man. That's fun. Those old people are a riot. We've been planning that for about 3 weeks now. So I'm glad he finally came through. You the man, bro. Sorry I was sick last week. As you see, I'm still sick. Okay, we got a casino here we can call in the States. Milkman was recommending a Manchester call. And then we still have the guy with the funky website. He says we should call wanting a shitty 96-style website, and he seems to be the best person around at making them. All right, Nunu, for you, I'll do that. And there's and he's posted in the chat room already a screenshot of the crappy website that supposedly he's so apt at creating. I would like to thank everybody who's hanging out with us tonight in the chat room. Thanks for coming out, everybody. DTT's in the house. Brother DTT.
All right. Welcome back to Microsoft Flight Training School.
That's right. Spring break from flight training school. Oh, man, we'll never live that joke down. It's all good. Ellie's hanging out. Hollywood Vanja. Hollywood Vanja, feel free to call in also, man, if you want. Anyway, so here we go. We're going to call the UK, everybody. Oh, no, we're not. Milkman, you need to send me the phone card first. If you get a chance.
All right, stand by.
Send that in. In the meantime, I'll call this casino. We're going to call the Hustler Casino in Gardenia, California. Yeah.
Dude, that's just like down the road from here, man. That's like not even 10 minutes.
Holy bog. All right, anyway. Madhouse Radio, we're right back after this.
Sorry for the wait, everybody.
Calling Hester Casinos, this is Q. How may I direct your call?
Casino machine, please.
The who?
The casino machine, please.
The casino machine?
Yes.
One moment. Hello?
Who's that talking in the background so loud?
I'm not sure. Who am I speaking with?
Sounds like a retarded penguin. This is Jack Masterson. How are you? The end of this year. I was on a diet for 16 months and it worked.
That's good.
Going out to a casino for the first time this weekend.
Wow.
Yes. So tell me a little about your tables, or do you not have tables? You only do slots? What's the deal?
We only have card games, blackjack, poker, pie gal. No limit hold'em.
No.
There's no tournaments.
We
have tournaments here, but...
Hey.
One moment.
Hey, wait!
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded calls, press
5. Pie gals, you gotta tell her you're on a diet, Jack. No pie gal.
You can't have no pie gal chicken, man. Can't eat that crap. Yeah, that did suck. That was a sucky call. Pie galks? I don't know what the hell she was saying or what kind of fucking shit that was. Anyway, what else do we got here?
Pie gal's a game.
I never heard of it before.
Card game.
How do you play it?
It's kind of like, okay, where they got those Chinese characters and you like got them, you know, stacked and covering up. It's a game sort of like that.
Really? That's what it is. It's a card game and people gamble on it?
Yeah.
I never heard of that before, ever in my life. Pie gal. Is it Japanese or Chinese?
Chinese.
I didn't even think they were into that.
I don't call Japanese.
Yeah, I know Japanese are into card games and stuff like that. Anyway, we got numbers
I think it's a Chinese game, though.
I got a number in Manchester. Manchester, England. Hey, there you go. Oh, man. Still coughing like a motherfucker. Let's get this call in the way here.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air. Okay.
Are we on Justin TV tonight?
Yeah. As far as a big what's up real quick, and let me know how many. How many listeners we have there. I have no idea.
Are we feeding video over there right now?
Yeah, we're feeding video over there. As far as
there
I know.
There you go. Well.
Yeah, we've been feeding video.
Justin at Justin.TV. Madhouse Radio. /Madhouse Radio.
That's right.
You can watch Hermano himself in action.
You really want. I'm just go to Syndicate Radio.
Doing that video again. That's quite funny.
We get a lot more.
Syndicate Radio, too.
No, I don't know. I almost feel like I'd rather go to Syndicate at this point. Justin's kind of choppy. It's kind of like, it's kind of ganky over at Justin.TV. I don't know, something about that. It's not stick-em. And if you really want to see video, I still think the video, they give me a lot more features that I like to work with over at stick-em. Definitely with Syndicate, I got a lot more stuff I can do. Oh, man. God, I wish I could stop coughing. I lost my peppermint oil. This is stuff I couldn't find it. Now I'm getting all nasally again.
Chloe, where is that? Because if anybody can find it, it'll be Chloe.
Maybe. I might actually pay someone and sending in a number for a buffet here as well. We might check that out here in a moment. It might be fun. This song is killing me. Jeez. Anyway, all right. So, continuing on, I've got the international card now, so we're going to call this website design guy for Nunu. And keep in mind, you can always send your...
Tapper Weaver?
That guy, yep. Make sure you can always send in your prank call request to us. At any time, we don't have a problem doing it, you know. It's fun, stuff like that. We like doing stuff like that. We're right back with the next call in a moment.
Have you heard of Mississippi?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing, buddy? Is it Mark? Mark?
Yes.
Mark Chaffee, how are you?
Who is this?
This is Joe Americus. How are you, sir?
Why do you want to speak to me?
Offering you a job. Come here to the States. We're going to put you up in New York. You're great business right now. You're all over the net, sir. You ever thought of traveling? Fucking
you
asshole.
$1.
Yeah, good.
$1.
Fucking prank calls suck tonight, man. God damn it. This
yeah,
shows
you suck. I would have hung up too. Shitty ass looking page right there.
That was a shitty prank call. I don't know what the hell I was trying to do with that right there. I don't know. You know what? I hate you people, all right? Anyway, maybe if Jen Stewart was here, it'd be all right.
We love you too, man.
Yeah.
Bongo.
What does that mean exactly?
It's a lovely term. It means sister fucker.
It's a lovely term, yeah. It's a beautiful, beautiful bun.
Chut.
Sounds like something to eat. I would like some naan bread. I haven't had any naan in a while. Gotta love naan bread.
You have to get them on that call,
Hindi,
man.
I found a Hindi text-to-speech. It's pretty damn funny as hell.
Oh, cool. Hindi?
We need to start using it then.
That'd be cool for a gin.
I know, but it's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, the type of calls a gin does.
Cutting and pasting Indian curse, like really bad curse words in Hindi.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
Them correctly.
Hey, it's Trish.
Trish, the dish, what's up?
Not much. What's going on?
Not much. What's going on? Did you send a number for us to prank call?
Yeah, I sent you the Buffet 2000. I think I've been, spelling Buffet wrong, though. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's what we're spelling.
It's close enough. I don't even know how to spell it either. It's all good. I think it has two T's and two F's, but only one E. You think they're open still at this time?
They might be. I'm not, really sure. I tried Googling it, but I couldn't get the hours.
Okay. I'll give it a try. That's cool. You're associated with another radio show, aren't you?
Yeah.
What's the website for that show? Or what's the MySpace?
It's hamradioshow.com.
Okay. You're on Saturday nights?
Yeah, 9 to 11.
Eastern or Pacific? Or
Eastern time, yeah. We're in the station's in Jersey.
In Jersey. Okay. Everybody check that out. All right? Cool. That's cool. Well, hey, thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye.
I have to try the buffet. I doubt they're open, though. They're in Connecticut? Wow. Man, the sound sucks tonight on this show. Anyway, yeah, so Texas Beach Indian would be great for prank calls. Oh, man. Someone please get this sickness away from me. There it is again. Southington, Connecticut. Yeah, I'll give them a try. You never know. Buffet's got to stay open, too. Late, you know. I got to clean. I got to do stuff like that. I got a call from Texas, and Jesus Christ, everyone's calling in. Okay.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Carlito?
Who's this?
Hollywood Vagina.
Hollywood Vanja Vagina. How are you doing the show?
I think I had what you had last week, man.
You got it for me 2 weeks ago. Yeah. That's crazy. It's been going around.
Mono?
Yeah, it's the kissing
mono
disease.
Mono?
Yeah, you get that from sharing phones.
Uh-huh.
Stuff of the nature, yeah. Sharing phone conversations. I keep sneezing, too. I have to keep looking at the light so I can expel these demons under my head.
Ugh.
It's nastiness.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, man. That's cool. So what's been up with you lately, man? Did you ever send me those prank calls you said you were going to send me?
Yeah.
You posted something in the forums, right?
Yeah, I posted the calls that we did 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, yeah, good. Thanks
for
doing
that. And then I also put a link to some of the calls we did with the Hollywood Vanya soundboard.
Okay, cool. Hollywood Vanya soundboard.
And I did send you a couple calls.
Okay.
Did you get those?
By email?
Yahoo.
On Yahoo? You sent that to me in Yahoo? Let me see.
Yeah.
No. I don't know.
Oh.
Someone sent me a number for India. A number in India. Is that you? No.
No.
No. No, that's, yeah, well,
we
someone,
can always do this.
Someone sent the... I got a McDonald's headquarters in India. That's... And I think it's an Indian person that sent it in. I need the country code correct, though. I don't know how to dial an Indian number. I'll send it to Lonesome Loser. Maybe he can translate it here. We'll try to...
customer, you can't harm a Twinkie.
Are they allowed to... They eat beef in India, right? But isn't it sacred? I mean, or they don't eat beef.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They don't eat cow, man.
They can't eat beef. They can eat it, but they
like
have to put it in
animal.
A pot. And they kind of have to boil all the blood out.
Boil the blood out. Ooh. So it's all tough and leathery. And
yeah, they can't have any blood inside it. There's a special way of killing the cow.
They're
not
going to have a leather jacket, burger.
You know?
Please.
Yeah, just chewing on a big piece of leather. Between two pieces of bread.
Yeah, I understand you guys don't have beef jerky. You have leather jerky?
Leather jerky. That's, oh, God. Nasty. Or just like those big pig ears like that you give to dogs.
Yeah, you give to the dogs.
Something like that. Oh, that's sick. All right, anyway. I got a place called Apocalypse Clothing. You want to do a prank call?
Sure.
Apocalypse Clothing. I think they should still be open. They're in Los Angeles, so yeah, they should definitely be on Broadway. Milkman, that's right down the street from Milkman, dude. That's awesome.
All right. Hey, we're calling all around Milkman with me.
Not very far at all.
All right. All right, hang on, everybody, for the next prank. Hollywood Vanja's on the line. Going to do a prank call with the system. Dialed it twice because I made a mistake. It's Apocalypse Clothing.
Hello?
Hey, what are you doing?
Who's this?
This is Sherry. What are you doing, girl? I haven't seen you in, like, forever.
God damn. I wonder if I misdialed it a second time, because it didn't sound like it was an actual business, but you never know. It's probably like one of those stripper clothes place, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I was going for.
Yeah,
I was
like,
oh, that's a guy doing that voice?
That's a guy doing the voice. Yeah, you can't hear Jin, but he's... I'm telling you, this guy does good voices,
wow.
Jin. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I said wow, too. I got numbers in England here. We got Manchester, home of the angriest people in Europe.
I love them.
Okay.
They're the best.
You got a choice of Edna Pond or Ethel Hand.
Ethel Hand?
Ethel Hand, yes.
Oh, there are limitless possibilities there.
Okay, if you go, I don't know if you're in the chat room. Well, you are in the chat room, but if you're by it, if not, I'm copy-pasting who I'm calling.
Okay.
Just so you have the same picture that I have here. Puts an equal playing ground here.
Okay.
Give you as much help as I can. Anyway, hang on for that, everybody. Another prank from Hollywood Vanja, or Vanja, however you pronounce it. Ethel Hand. Man, I'm about to break it down, that song.
Hello?
Is Ethel available? Hello? Ethel? Hello?
He's gone. Now it's ringing again.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is Ethel available, please? Is this the Han? Is this the Han residence?
Who is it?
Hello, is Ethel there? It's very important. I must talk to her immediately, if not sooner. This is Henry Joe.
That is
please
Ethel.
Please get her on the phone very quick. I must talk to her very soon. Hello? Sir, this is dead air. I can't have this.
$1.88.
I'm going to dial it again.
Enter your destination number.
This is Ethel again. I think that was Ethel who was talking to you. Reclude's in the chat room, everybody. Reclude.
Hey, Reclude.
What do you want?
Ethel, hey! This is
hey?
Henry. It's very important. I need you to come over right now and use your hand. Please come use your hand on me. Hurry. If you don't, I'm going to have some problems. Run right over.
What are you talking about?
Ethel, I need you. I need you, baby. Come use your hand on me. Please. I'm about to explode.
Who is it?
Hey, this is Henry. I'm right down the street. I'm right down the street. It's three.
That's funny. Well, I'm sitting on no passenger.
I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, brother. All right, who do we got? Oh, okay, here's that Indian McDonald's.
Oh, good.
It's ready to go. A guy just answered there, apparently, according to Lonesome Loser. I hope they speak English there. I'm sure they do. They speak a lot of English in India, those bastards. All right, you ready to do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, India, everybody, let me get a song here.
Okay.
So they got to kill all their McDonald's hamburgers special?
We'll find out.
It's expensive.
If you know the extension you require, press 1. For assistance,
if you know the extension
press
2.
To leave a message. If you know the extension you require,
aw, crap. Well, nobody picked up there that time. That sucks.
I thought it would be kind of funny to be SpongeBob and ask him how much their Krabby Patties were.
I assume that was the correct
hi,
number.
Hi, SpongeBob SquarePants here. I'm visiting from Bikini Bottom.
You know, I only ever saw the movie.
Really?
I saw that one, yeah. I got dragged to see that movie with my ex-girlfriend and her 3-year-old daughter.
And their 7-year-old son, we watched
all. Oh, really? Yeah, they loved it. Well, isn't SpongeBob kind of old now, though? It's not that popular anymore, is it?
No, it's not that popular anymore. Avatar's getting big now, I think. And, whatever else. I don't know what else he watches.
Dora the Explorer.
Hola, my name is Dora, and I need your help.
Dude, you're like a machine, man.
Yeah.
It just doesn't stop.
Uh-uh.
It's like
a poor wife.
You want to go for one more here?
Sure.
Before we move on? All right. One more here from Hollywood.
Moving on up.
This is Carol Redman and Spalding, Lincolnshire. I guess this is England. Probably.
Carol Redman?
Carol Redman. Redman.
Redman. Ooh, Redman. Like the chaw of tobacco.
Like the chaw. Like the patchouli.
Chaw of tobacco.
That's the one. Anyway, everybody, here comes that. We're here on this.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Big Tex Avery. I'm here from Texas. I was wondering, could I speak to Miss Redman, please?
He's gone. I'm going to try one more time.
I'm going to send you my card.
You got a card to use?
Oh, yeah.
You got good minutes?
Yeah, I got 2 hours on it, I think.
Not bad.
Hello?
Yes, this is Mr. Redman.
Yes.
Redman, hello. My name is Tex Avery. I am here visiting from Texas, from the United States. Are you familiar with that place?
Yes, I am. And it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm trying to get some sleep.
Well, sir, it's very important that I talk to Miss Redman. It is a matter of probably about 3,000 pounds, maybe
even
more.
At the present moment, I'm not interested.
Oh, it's, sir? Hello?
No, he's not.
You have one.
For 1,000,000 pounds, huh?
Can't argue with a man, not even for 3,000 pounds, my friend. I don't even know what that is, U.S. Probably like 10 bucks.
Either.
Probably like 10 bucks these days.
Yeah.
God, this is scary. We're going to... God, we're going to be going around like with paying $1,000,000 for a pizza.
$2 for 1 pound.
Yeah, it's $2 per pound, really. Okay, so $6 million, $6,000, and he wouldn't do it. Anyway, hey, Hollywood man, thanks for calling in, bro.
Hey, no problem. Hey, can I give out my website real quick?
Absolutely, go ahead.
It's real cheesy. It's right now, it's geocities.com/Hollywood Vanya, V-A-N-J-A.
All right, so geocities.com/Hollywood Vanya.
Yeah.
And that's V-A-N-J as in Jackal A. All right, cool.
Right, not V-A-N-G-I-N-A.
Okay, not vagina, vangina, whatever it may be. All right, bro, thanks for calling.
Hey, have a good one.
Good stuff, you got it, man.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Hollywood, everybody. Hollywood Vanya, or Vanya, whatever. I don't know, I don't get the Vanya part, whatever. I mean, I understand Hollywood, that's about it. If you want to call in, now's the time. Toll-free, 888-278-8509. Yeah, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Yes, yes. Yes, I see that. Ted and Jen, Milkman really wants one of you or both of you to call in. They called this buffet that we were talking to earlier. It's an interesting place. Whether or not they'll still answer, I don't know, Milkman, but we could try. That was about an hour ago. I know Reclute is also interested in calling in tonight. He's in the chat room now. It'd be good to hear from him, do some more prank calls with him. It's been a few weeks since we had Reclute on as a guest. It's a guest prankster. Someone's calling in, and who's the winner? It's a block number. Or just not coming through, whatever it may be.
Manhouse Radio, go ahead.
Hello.
Ted Webb, what's going on, man? Jen Stewart, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing, man?
Yes, calling in.
Jed and Tim.
On the line, on the online.
Jed
on
and Tim.
And the town, you know.
All right. Well, Jen, it's good to have you back on, man. It's been a while.
Yes.
Such a stranger you are, my friend, but it's good to talk to you when you can make it. I know you're having a good old time there with your cycling and your smoothies and all that weird stuff you do. Good times, good times.
What is it with you and cycling, man? I play badminton.
Badminton. Whatever. It's a front. You're a cyclist. I know you are. You're going to China in the summer. James West.
With the cycling.
We got a number here for
James. I'm not black, and he's full of shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. James West is in Manchester. He just came in here. Wow, that's good. Not in here, but I'm just saying. He's a prank call victim of potential here who's come through to me from Lonesome Loser. I'm excited about that. You want to try to call this buffet? Gentlemen, did you hear the story about the buffet and what they did?
No, what did they do?
They're famous for charging an overweight man double the price for his stay because he ate so much food. And he made a big hussy deal about it, and they're, like, really angry. And I called in as Jack Masterson, and they threatened me. And then I called back and had a conversation, and she threatened me also. So they're very threatening people.
What's the guy's name, the fat guy? What's his name?
His name was, let me see here, what was his name? Anybody remember? Milkman, do you remember here while I'm looking for it?
Man, I cannot remember the guy's name.
His name is Ricky Labitt. Is the guy's name. L-A-B-I-T.
Ricky
Labitt, yes.
Ricky is good.
He's a 6'3" disabled offshore worker, and he weighs 277 pounds.
Yeah, we can call them.
All right, cool.
I'm very rusty, so I'll have to have this out. I want to try it out, see if I can just, you know.
Yeah, no problem, man. Give it a shot. If not, excuse me, I'm sorry. Oh, how rude of me. If not, then whatever. You know, we gave it a try. Yeah, all right. Hang on, everybody. Jen, Ted, Carlito, calls, stuff. Wait.
Yeah, let me take this. Just for the first, you know, couple of seconds.
Okay.
You know, I doubt they're going to pick up, because she was telling me they were closing. That was like an hour ago.
Oh, it's Carlito.
Yeah,
you know,
it's me.
Carlito kind of weirds me out. It's like it's ringing, and somebody starts talking, and you're like,
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, that was a bad idea to try to call that. Yeah, I know. I'm a prick.
That's the end of?
That was not Deenda. That was fun. Yeah, that was fun. Deenda is fun. Hey, guys, you want to call old people? I've got old people here who are confirmed. Oh, cool.
Yeah, let's call all people, man. This is good. All
yeah,
people.
Man. Okay. I'm going to throw some names yeah. out. You're going to throw some names out at you. Tell me the one you find that hits you the first. Claudette, Richard,
well,
Sue.
I'm not in this room. You need to. How do I get these numbers that you're pasting in? I
oh, well, no, I'm not pasting them. Yeah, I'm giving you. I'm telling you what the number, the name is. You tell me who you want to talk to. I got Claudette, Richard.
Oh, I see.
I got Richard. I got Waverly, Orlando, and Sudi.
Ooh, Orlando.
Orlando Angeloni.
Sudi.
All right.
It's called Sword.
Okay, let me give this to you here.
And you got Stu.
It's Sudie Gonzalez. It's a confirmed senior citizen.
So we're calling an old people?
Yep.
Hello?
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 Yes?
Yes. Take one?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello.
How are you today? Huh? Hello. Yeah, how are you? Hello.
Hello.
Good. Yeah, don't say that again, all right, because it's disturbing. Now, listen, man. What did you do? What did you do? I saw it on the YouTube, man. What did you do?
What?
What did you do, eh?
Is this all you got to do is make these kind of phone calls at night?
No, man, I got other things to do. This ain't what I'm holding. I got to do. I got to make me some other calls. Then I got to get over to the bank, rob that shit. You know what I'm saying? Then I got to go to the store.
Who is this gentleman here on the left there?
The patient is gone.
What did you do there on YouTube, man?
Gentlemen, to place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded call, press 2. Please enter the 10. The phone number entered is invalid.
Did anybody hear?
Please re-enter the number you wish to call.
Same number again.
Oh, okay. We get a new number.
Hello.
Yeah, this Bubba.
Yeah, what happened, man? You got disconnected, eh?
What?
Hello?
You got
disconnected there with the telephone. What happened, eh?
Look, you get your right numbers right.
What happened?
Because you got the wrong numbers.
Right number. I got it right.
Get your numbers right.
Hello?
Yes. Get your numbers right. What is it? The very abrasive, huh? Like that. It's funny. I love it, Jen. It's great.
I like it. I tried one of the Indian calls. It just seems to work.
This is what
it is. It's kind of really off-putting in the first place. Sorry about
that. All right, Orlando Angeloni. We're going to call Orlando Angelone, or Angeloni. One of the two here.
Hey, Carlito, I can call numbers, too. If you give me the numbers, I can just pop them in.
Okay.
Numbers, too, you know.
Okay.
Makes things even easier.
Well, watch out. All right, hang on, let me give you these. Let me,
Watch out now.
Da-da-da-da-da. You are Ted Webb, aren't you?
Wait a minute.
There, I sent you.
Call that number in a minute.
There you go in the chat.
Do you have any Japanese numbers?
Japanese? I can find them in a hot minute if I need to.
Just give me one. I'm not going to have to time, man.
Do you want to call 7-Eleven?
Baloo.
Balo. Is it Baloo or Balo?
Baloo.
That's Baloo. Isn't it that bear from Disney?
Baloo, yeah.
All right, Richard Baloo, everybody. Coming up. Confirmed senior citizen from our secret source, the neck.
Okay, I'll do this one.
Yeah. Hey, Richard, you bloody idiot, why didn't you pick up the phone, eh? Sorry, it wasn't IQ, but I took you there, but bloody hell.
Richard, I represent the concerned citizens for a third term for George W. Bush. Richard? I hear lots of strange noises. I don't know if it's the cross-continental divide or...
It's a continental drift, I believe.
Oh, yes. Twisting ether. That's it.
That's all we got. All right.
I could call Sudi. Oh, wait, we did Sudi.
We did Sudi. That's what we just did. Do Waverly. Waverly. This is Waverly Truly.
Where are you getting these numbers? I didn't see any of these.
Waverly Truly. Let me send in the gen here so he sees what we're looking at.
So he feel, he's on the same page.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, Waverly.
All got to be on the same page.
Yeah. There you go. Jen Stewart is on the same page now. We're calling Waverly Truly. Another confirmed senior citizen here in the mouth.
Man, you can stop this. We can do a check and change if you
like. Okay.
Oh, what a treat.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Truly.
Who?
I'm looking for Waverly Truly.
You talking to him?
Hey, dude, how's it going?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good? Wife treating you okay?
Huh?
Is your old lady treating you good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Would you guys celebrate the first day of spring?
Huh?
What'd you do to celebrate the first day of spring?
Well, I ain't done nothing but just thought about spring being there, though.
I don't know, man. You sound a little ADD on me. What are you watching? What are you watching? No, I asked you what you're watching on the old television there.
Yeah.
I asked you a question. What are you...
New Year come in March.
Say what?
New Year's coming in March. Before. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's coming in September. Huh? Yeah.
Wait a minute. When is the summer solstice then?
The what?
The summer solstice. You know?
Summer solstice.
Solstice, the day with the longest amount of light.
21st of July.
You know that, but you don't know when the first day of spring is?
First day of spring. April the... it used to be April the 21st.
No, you lying now.
April the... May the...
You don't know what you're talking about. Your dates are all screwed up.
Okay, alright.
Yeah. So when is the vernal equinox again?
The what?
The invernal equinox? When is that?
I don't understand what you say.
Well, I mean, that's sort of the whole
talking
point.
About when the planets align, you know? When the planets are going to align so that the world can be one with the world and the universe, you know?
No, that's syzygy. Syzygy is when all the planetary bodies are in perfect...
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? No, I want an answer.
Huh?
I want an answer right now. People's lives are at stake.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, Mr. Curie.
Huh?
Yeah, listen to me, man. What happened with your wallet, man? You left it here with me and Jack, you see?
We're calling because we found your wallet.
The what?
We found your wallet.
We found it. Yeah, we found it, you know? We founded it.
Founded. Past tense. Founded your wallet.
Yeah. I don't understand what you mean. Who we are, Mr. Chief.
You lost the wallet.
Yeah, you don't understand.
Mr. Waverly.
And she got in the background.
Did you lose a wallet?
Yeah. Me lost a wallet?
Yeah, we found your wallet.
No.
It has several thousand dollars in cash.
$300 in it. Yeah, or
no.
Several thousand even. Yeah,
but wait. It has 100 in it. It has 100.
No, you're wrong. Oh, it has 100.
It had several thousand.
You're a thief, you know. Where did you get that from? That I lost the wallet.
Because we found the wallet that has your name in it.
That's how we got to.
We found the wallet.
Yeah.
It says Waverly Truly.
No, right.
And it has your phone number. And then it says, if lost, call this number. It off so long as you return it.
Yeah. Who said that? Who do I say that? You said that. Huh? You said. You are.
you wrote it on, you wrote it in the wallet. It's in the wallet. It says, if you find this wallet,
on a love note,
you may keep half the money in it. And then return the other half. You remember writing that?
But you must donate 5% to charity.
Yeah.
You know? Well, that I don't know about that part. It was kind of worn. I couldn't really read it.
Yeah, that's why I wrote over it, you know.
Oh, Mr. Truly's an organ donor, too. It says it right in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good for you.
You donated 3 kidneys. How did you manage to do that, you silly man? Eh?
Eh?
Ooh, Waverly.
He's not watching television.
Are you there? No.
Yeah, what?
He turned it off after I said you can't actually. Ah, there you are. Hello, how are you today, Gladys? What happened with that video you put on YouTube, man? I watched it. I was very upset. I was, you know, I was disturbed by it. What did you do, man? Eh? I saw you, you know, chopping the guy. What happened?
Do you remember when you lived up in Fargo? Mr. Waverly?
You tied the jumpsuit down and you said something? Eh? You remember?
No, what are you talking about the lab?
Hey, Mr. Truly, I have a question for you.
What am I telling you?
Are you listening? Are you listening?
What is it?
Do you remember that one time you hired those guys to kidnap your wife, and then you were going to give them each $8,000 or something like that, and then things went horribly awry? This is when you lived up in Fargo, you know what I mean? And then it all ended with some guy getting put into a wood chipper. Do you remember this whole thing?
Man, I'm about a bunch of lies you're telling. No,
we're telling truth, man. Why are you talking about lies, eh? Who's a liar? Did you take your medicine today, Waverly, eh? Your medication. Did you take it, right?
It's 60 milligrams a day. Are you taking it?
The what?
Doctor said 60 milligrams of Celexa per day.
No, he said sodium pentothal, then. It was, you know. Hello? Wavia? Waverly.
What do your friends call you? Wave?
Bloody. Can he even bloody hear me? Bloody shit.
Yeah. What would you call somebody whose first name is Waverly? What's your short name?
Wave.
What's with the name Waverly anyway? What kind of name is that?
Can he fucking hear me? Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. He's just dense, dude.
Yeah,
he doesn't like process half of what's said.
He's like a rock, that guy, man. Well, man, that's a number of lies.
He put that boy in a wood chopper? Man, you're telling him a bunch of lies.
What are you talking about, a bunch of lies, man? Oh, man.
I had to put my head into the chair so I wouldn't burst out laughing.
Oh, shit. That guy's funny. These are the good numbers we got, man. I love these next week, so we're definitely looking forward to that. Most definitely, dude. All right, cool. Let's try Orlando Angeloni.
Angeloni.
Orlando Angeloni.
You want me to call it from my end? It might be a little bit easier.
No, it's not a big deal. I just do add, and then that's it. Unless you're worried about lag or something like that.
No. I'm just worried about my name. She's going nuts. She, I don't know if you guys heard that. She's just telling me to shut up.
Mm. Are you back at the place where the neighbor...
Over there and sex her up.
Are you back at the same place where the neighbor kept pounding on the floor?
I think you need to seduce her. Seduce her and she won't complain anymore.
Yeah. Show her your penis. Let's go. Look at this. Flop it up and down.
Man behind the curtain.
Flop it up and down. Hello? Yes, hello. How are you, dear?
How are you today, madam? Hello. Yeah, bloody hell. Hello? Who is that talking in the background, eh? Hello, lady.
I think we all said hello.
Yeah, we all screwed that one up. Everyone's like, hello.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's confusing.
It's like volleyball, man. You gotta call it.
Yeah.
You gotta call it.
Yeah, we got one left. Cecil Woolard. 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 Woolard.
Well, if we, if the three of us do the call together, like, we can just toss the phone around.
Yeah, well...
Hot potato.
Yeah, take the next one, Jen.
That's it. I'm going to start, Jen.
Yeah, mind it. You guys go crazy.
Oh, he's an administrator.
I'm the manager.
All right, we're calling Cecil...
You got administration and shit like
that. Cecil Woolard. This lady gets mad when you pronounce her last name wrong.
Hello?
Okay, so you...
Madam? Hello? Oh, I'm calling her back.
Yeah. I hesitated at the beginning there. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go out for some pizza tomorrow.
Pizza?
Healthy pizza, though.
Is there such a thing?
Oh, yeah. You get some pita bread pizza and... You can get some soy cheese or something. I don't know.
All right, Jen, you take it.
Huh. I don't even know her name.
I think there's a delay, dude. she hung up with the
quick... Give me the number. I'll call it straight.
We're going to have to... I think we have to try... It's this Cecil Woolard.
Yeah, it's the last...
This is Woolard. All right, hold on.
Okay.
I can't conference, can I? Because I got the fucking shit. Now it's not going to work.
I can do it.
Yeah, let me call Ted back, right? Because it's obviously a really laggy phone.
All right. You're calling Ted back, Jen?
I don't think I can add him into this call.
Not sure. Let me dial Cecil while he gets back on the line. I'll do it myself here. So you can make sure you can connect with him, whatever you got to do. Hang on, everybody. Next call's coming up. We're having fun here. It's Madhouse Radio. It's almost midnight. It's almost Good Friday. Celebrate the death of Jesus here with us on Madhouse Radio. We're right back after this. Who's here exactly? Just Ted? We got Jin back yet? Got anybody?
Hello?
Hey.
I'm adding Jin back in here.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, this is Mr. Stewart. Unfortunately, I can't take your call at the moment, but please leave a message and I'll get back to you when I can.
So he needs to call me. Damn.
Well, that's something. All right, well, and the Cecil isn't going to pick up either here, apparently, so that sucks.
I need him to call me.
Call, Jin. Call away. Ted, why don't you call when he calls you back, or unless you want to... I got numbers here. Hang on. I got numbers here. Eva Cartwright. Oh, I got British numbers here. Manchester's.
I'm going to have to call you back, though.
Call back. You got it, man.
All right. Ted's going to be calling back here in a moment. We've got some numbers here. I think we're out of old people. Yeah, we are out of old people, unfortunately. And we'll see if we get some. Gone through all of them. Other than that, we also have a ton of number that we can do. Not that ton. 134 Manchester. We called it. Just over strong, although it might be longer. So you can prank request here soon.
Hello, gentlemen. You're back.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Oh, man. Wake up, Carlos. Come on, Carlos. You can do it. You can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it. Hey, I wanted to give you the...
Hey, wake up.
We had... I've got three other ones that I called earlier tonight. Well, I've got four other ones that I called a lot earlier, much earlier tonight. They should probably be ready for a second round.
Just wake up, Carlito.
Sent them to you just now, Ted.
George Wynn.
Send it to me as well.
Yeah, you got it. Of course. Actually, that Lucille, I didn't call Lucille yet. I did call Elise, though.
We haven't called Claudette either.
We haven't called Claudette either.
Okay, I'm calling George Wynn.
George Wynn. Hang on, everybody, for Mr. Wynn.
Isn't that like a...
I think it's a radio station.
Hello?
Quinn?
Excuse me?
Hi, this is Jack.
Hello?
Hey, dude, what's going on? You know what? Jin can't be heard for some reason.
Yeah, for some reason, like, when we get on a call, Jin's, like, completely not audible at all. Jin?
That's really fucking stupid. Let me call Carlito directly, then.
Okay. Okay. Let's all hang up. Okay.
Okay.
Alright. And we'll wait for them to reaccomplish their signal. In the meantime, we'll play this here. I'm having trouble, man. I like smoking cigars here. But ever since I got sick, like, I'll be halfway through a cigar, and all of a sudden, like, the back of my throat will, like, seize up on me.
Yeah, man, your lungs they're already rebelling because they've just been through a hell of a time.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget, later on, we're going to do that gangbang call for those out there that want to find out about that kind of debauchery and fun.
Yeah, the Prankmaster gangbang was definitely good. Yeah, we definitely need to try that. We're going to play that. I got that ready, queued up and ready to go. Hopefully we can get that down here soon. Recluse checking in. Recluse said he'd like to call in. No, the phone's ringing. Let's see what we got here. I think this is Jen.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Recluse, what's up, man?
Oh, man, you know...
It's a busy night here.
Doing it hardcore. What's going on?
Man. Just hanging out. We lost Jen. Jen, hang on. Oh, shit. What the hell happened over here? Uh-oh. That's not good. I might lose Syndicate here without even wanting to.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck, dude. Anyway, I'm going to leave it like it is. I don't know if it's broadcasting still.
It's an attack.
It is. We're being attacked by Syndicate. Syndicate just dropped. Holy crap, look at that.
Fuck Syndicate.
Fuck that. Damn it. Anyway, so Reclude, man, what's going on? How's the studio business? Anything new? Any new developments? Or just the same shit?
Yeah, I'm going to fucking Philly soon.
Oh, cool. Really?
It's going to be badass, dude. I'm going to be working with the dude that did The Roots, Things Fall Apart.
Okay, cool.
It's one of my favorite hip-hop albums, like, ever.
Yeah, well, The Roots are cool. That's
yeah, right. I fucking love it. So what happened was the band I produced and recorded... Basically, I don't know how the fuck they got it to him, but there's this guy named David Ivory. He like signed a deal with Atlantic, like just to produce, like strictly for them. Mm-hmm. And then I guess he heard their demo and liked them and shit. So they're kind of like taking me along a little bit for the ride. I'm gonna learn some shit and hang out with them. So it's gonna be fucking badass.
Awesome, dude. Cool. Yeah.
So that's about it. And just dude, I got some fucking hot new interns.
Yes.
Fucking sweet.
Are they legal this time at least?
What's that?
Are they legal this time at least?
Fuck you, yeah. They're all legal. What are you talking about?
Of course.
Bastard.
They've always been legal the whole time around.
They've always been legal the whole time. Yes.
at least something. As far as you
know. Yeah, dude, there's... Yeah, I had this... Oh, my God. Never mind. I don't even talk
about
it.
Let's not...
I don't even talk about it. All I got to say, all those people in... What network are we on now?
The Madhouse Network, I guess.
Madhouse Network. Right. I like to say hello to all the broads.
Yeah.
Like, they don't like being called broads and shit in the chat room, but fuck y'all, you're broads.
Deal with it. Give a shit
what you say, because, you know what I'm saying? Don't be ashamed, you know what I'm saying? If you're a broad,
what's the big deal? Don't be ashamed
of
being a broad.
But you might not be. You might be a woman. There you go. All right. So let's do it, man.
Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second.
What?
Bone Thuggish said something. I put my finger in her mouth and rubbed her gums. Dude, I did that. Oh, shit. Maybe he remembers that fucking story.
Yeah.
Dude. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I can edit that out. That's in the podcast. Maybe I'll take that out for you.
Dude, that's in a podcast?
Yeah, it is.
Take that shit out, dude. Come on, dude.
Right.
I can't have that.
What date was it? If you remember that date, I'll make it a point to go back there and take it out tomorrow.
Yeah, like I remember.
Oh, shit.
I don't think I remember, like, the last 6 months, I think.
Wow.
The whole summer was kind of the only thing I remember is, like, engineering techniques.
Right.
Everything else is a fucking, Yeah, it says Bone Thugger says, yeah, I got that story saved.
He's got you. It's going to blackmail your ass.
November, okay.
Okay, well, that helps narrow it down. No, I think it was December. It was the last show before Christmas, I remember, as a matter of fact.
Well, everything on this network, actually, just to let everybody know, all our listeners, is kind of like, it's like false. Like, everything is a joke.
Right, it's all fiction.
Nothing should be taken seriously, so, you know, it's just for the lulz. Everybody can have a couple laughs.
Right,
but
Madhouse Radio is recorded in front of a live studio audience. That's all it is.
Exactly. Anything you hear in here is bullshit, so don't be fucking gays.
Right.
And, you know. All right. So let's do it. What are we going to do? We came here to phone rape some people.
I got two new senior citizens here checked in, Robert Smith or Gladys Perry. Gladys Perry actually is supposed to be a really angry one in particular.
Oh, God, let's do it.
All right, Gladys Perry. You got to love that last name, P-E-R-R-Y, Perry. The phone keeps buzzing, and I can't make it stop, dude. This sucks.
Shit.
Sometimes if I slam the phone, it fixes it.
The fuck are you doing in my ears?
I don't know. I'm sorry, dude. So you fucking asshole, cut it out. All right.
Well, tell me when you're going to do it, and then I'll hold my ear away.
All right, I will do it again. Gladys Perry coming up. Hang on very quick.
What is it? Gladys Perry?
Yeah.
Where?
Good evening. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
May I speak to Gladys, please?
Who may I ask is calling?
This is Robert Francesco.
All right. Hold on just a moment.
Thank you. Where are we at, precisely?
804. I don't know. Let me check real quick.
Fucking cock...
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Gladys, please?
Who's speaking?
Yes. Why, this is Robert Francesco. How are you doing this evening or morning?
Well,
How are you?
What do you...
Wait a minute. You take your tone down right now. We don't need any arguments. How dare you speak to me in that manner? You don't even know me.
You don't know me either.
Well, why did I know your name and call you?
I don't know.
You're crazy. Listen. Get back on the phone right away. Don't put me on speakerphone. Pick up the phone now. Cut a playing games. I demand respect. I'm a Kennedy.
You're who?
Related to the Kennedys.
You're related to the Kennedys?
Yes. I want to make a statement. I have sex with the figs.
Yes.
I put Gladys on the phone.
Thank you very much.
Put Gladys on the phone. We need to speak to her.
For what?
We came off on the wrong foot, and we've got a misunderstanding here. What we need to talk about is the water system. We need to speak about the water control. I've got a survey I need you to do.
Well, I think you can try somebody else.
You know what?
Thank you very much.
I'm calling the fire department.
Good night.
She's just sitting in the background just yelling a shitstorm. I'll let you know.
To place a call, press 1.
All right, let's do that.
To listen to your request, please...
Alrighty.
be completed as dialed. Please check the number
and
dial again.
What happened?
2CL.
Dude, I got a great comeback, too.
Let me try it again. Oh. It's just ringing it busy now.
Dude. Oh, I would have called so back, dude. I had a great... Ah, fuck it. We probably lost that one. You know what I was going to say?
What was that?
I was going to be like, you know, there's Fire Marshal Johnson, and,
Fire Marshal... Was it Fire Marshal Bill?
Fire Marshal Johnson, I heard you have a fire down there. We'll send the whole squad down. Fucking brigade.
Fucking brigade. We got the Dalmatians and the yellow Nextels over here. Don't worry, we'll be right
on. Well, Roger, we're sending a squad out right now. Open your doors and drop your drawers.
Oh, boy.
I got
Robert Smith, another senior citizen here coming in.
Okay. What do we know? Just he's a dude? Where's he from? Same place? A little bit of... Let me pull up, like, Google Maps or some shit, so I can at least, like, get... So we don't... I mean, cold call, and we can still do it because we can't be stopped. Let's see. 757.
It's Virginia.
What the fuck is... Somebody's fucking hating everybody in Virginia.
I know.
Norfolk, Virginia. Okay,
Norfolk.
What's over there? They got the military base...
They got a Navy base there, don't they?
Base, okay.
I think so. Let's see, hemming up. We got Economy, Hampton Roads, and the John F. Kennedy station there, Navy in Norfolk. There you go.
Oh, I like the shay.
I like the shag fags. He's like, you're related to the Kennedys. Like, he's like, really? Like, he knew some, like, he knows some like Kennedys or something.
I guess the Kennedys still have some pull, you know?
I guess so. They got something out there. Oh, shit. Milkman saying Little Creek. What's Little Creek, Milkman? Is that a base, or there's a creek there? What's that about?
There's a creek there.
This is some kind of creek. There's a Navy Creek, he says, whatever that means. Little Creek Navy Base. Okay, I got you. All right. Hang on, folks. Another call from the... Cashmere. Here we go. Hang on, everybody.
Who is it? Hello? Speak up. Listen, this is Sergeant Fornfoss over at the Norfolk base, and we want to let you know that there's a Poseidon coming over the fucking bridge.
I'm sorry. Mailbox 9-3-5-4-3.
What the hell was that?
Poseidon. The Poseidon's about to come over the bridge. We need to evacuate the whole area. This is Sergeant Fornfoss. Hello. English is the official language of Virginia. English. Yeah? Your sweet voice makes me want to feel. What's that? Me places. I'm lonely out here on the
press one
Navy ship.
To listen to your recording.
Wait a minute.
Fuck was that?
Reckless, were you hearing, like, voicemail all of a sudden out of nowhere?
No, there was this broad. Did you hear that fucking broad?
Well, I heard the broad going, But then all of a sudden here, it would start, like, and it went to voicemail.
Yeah, dude, she was laughing or something. I guess I turned her on or something.
Something weird just happened. I had a weird moment, man.
All right, we're going to call back again because that doesn't make any sense.
That made no sense at all. I'm kind of scared here. I think I'm being tapped or something, man. I think you're on.
Oh, yeah. Let's call somebody else. You're right.
Nah. Call her back. Oh, we got Bozo.
She was actually enjoying it.
I got Bozo the retarded clown here. Apparently a retarded guy who's a clown named Bozo.
Oh, God, no. We got to call that.
Yeah, we got to call Boz.
Where is he at?
He's in California, Fresno. Fresno, California. Bozo the retarded clown. Hey, duh. Oh. All right, here we go. Bozo coming up. This one's from Lonesome Loser.
Thank you, Lonesome.
Thank you, Lonesome Loser.
Wake up. Wake up. Mm.
voicemail. I know you like leaving them.
Yeah, it's hard, but whatever.
We can discuss in the meantime. I've got four numbers in the UK, in Manchester.
To place a call, press 1.
Oh. Man, it didn't even give us a voicemail.
What a fucking retard. No. Can't even fucking have a voicemail.
No, it's so stupid. It probably can't record it. Dumbass.
God, that was just fail.
Some clown that is. Yeah, I know, right? What's with you and the gamer, you know, talking lately? What's up?
I don't know. Don't ask.
You've been playing WoW, haven't you?
No, fuck no, yeah, right. Dude. I got fucking more than a life. No, here's what I've been playing. I go, like, all right. So I had to move out of the fucking, I had to, like, kind of make some, habitual, whatever the fuck you call it. Anyway, I moved the fuck out.
Okay.
And then I had, like, I'm staying with his fucking buddy and shit, and then he has a goddamn, what the fuck is it? One of them Team Fortress, so I go on there.
Okay.
DC Loke said 4chan talk. I have no idea what he's talking about, just for the record.
Okay.
Anyways, let's call somebody else.
Okay, so let's just move on. I get
the names.
The names.
Give me the names.
Eva Cartwright, Stuart Cartwright. Oh, I got the King's Head Bar in England also here. Or the
King's Head Bar,
or
in
the
England.
Pub, or might be—I don't know what it is.
So that's like 6 a.m. over there. You think they're open?
Yeah, it's like the inns, like, you know, these people, their houses, and they have like a bar built into it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So it's pub. The King's something Inn.
The King's Head.
King's Head Inn. What's that?
This is in Manchester.
Okay, let's see if I can get any King's Head Inn. Manchester. Don't you love the internet?
Yeah, I know it.
I tell you what. Okay, there's, yes. Fucking King's Head Inn. 4 stars. Holy shit.
Wow. That's pretty
awesome. Well, look at that.
That's
fucking
almost 5.
Hey, brother. Yeah, they got, let's see. Fucking.
Hey, are you bullshitting me? You actually found
it? No, there's this old parliament. Dude's fucking like 1867.
The King's Head Pub and Restaurant. Please take some time.
All right, so this is in Manchester, which is in Great Britain, which I know, like, fucking nothing about.
The very best in British food. Come on, there's no such thing. That stuff is all bland. You ever had British food? I went to some festival once.
I knew this one guy in the military. He said his wife, like, this is one black dude who was banging some fucking white broad.
Yeah.
And then he was like, he said that, like, she just fucking put vegetables in a pot and, like, stir them around.
Oh, yeah.
I had to teach that bitch how to cook.
Like, doing, like, shepherd's pie and all this nasty.
Yeah, I don't know. Shepherd's pie, if an American makes it, it's good.
Yeah,
no,
but the British people, they boil everything for, like, 5 hours. Take forever to make stuff.
All right, let's do it, dude. Let's rape this fucking place.
All right, listen, here it comes. The pub coming up in a moment, folks. Hello?
Hello?
Mr. Bruno?
Okay.
Baz is checking in the chat room.
Hello?
Hello? How you doing, Esquire? I just want to inquire about some rooms. Hello?
We don't do rooms.
Yes. Want to inquire about a couple rooms, you know what I mean?
We don't do rooms. We haven't got any rooms.
What do you mean you haven't got any rooms? Me and my wife are hard up for some rooms. So what do you got open?
You know what?
What?
We don't do rooms.
What do you do? This ain't an inn, is it?
No, it's a pub.
I'm going to require... You know that this country, the official language is English, don't you? Okay, well, go ahead and speak it, then. We'll get along fine.
You continue, then. Go on.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me about yourself. What do you offer? As a business establishment, what do you offer to us?
To whom? Who's us? Who are you?
The customer.
Drinks.
You gotta be kidding me.
Good night.
Drinks?
I thought he said Twinks for a second there. I was like, Twinks. What a dumbass.
That was fucking horrible.
Yeah, man.
And everybody's like in the chat room saying one of my favorite pranks ever.
Which one?
You ever heard that ventrilo prank?
No. Yeah, balls of steel.
I've got balls of steel.
I've got that here, actually. I'm going to
bubble it. Balls.
Yeah, the guy's
like, fuck off my vent.
Fucking old style, bitch.
Blow it out your ass.
Yeah, maybe not that. She's like scared. She's like, oh, no.
She's like, oh, pointer. He's starting
he's
again.
Back again. Oh, I'm so scared.
There's the worst one. It's horrible to listen to, but it's funny.
Hmm.
The one where they have Ferris Bueller guy on it.
Yeah.
And they're like, who's Ben? And they're like, Bueller. They just keep playing it like nonstop.
Yeah. Or the Predator one's pretty good too. Ricky's playing.
Yeah, Predator and I love the Chris Hansen ones.
Oh, the Chris Hansen ones. Yeah, the Predator was like, no!
The guy's like, I hope this is his fucking kill. I hope he fucking dies. He's like, I like rape. I'm Chris Hansen. Oh, dude, you know what? We have got to... Yeah, man, we've got to go on and, like, let's... I wish... I can't do it. We can't do it now, but dude, we need to get some, like... Oh, my God. You know what we should have, like, a sex offender night.
A sex offender night?
Where we just call up, like, we'll get numbers, because you can go on the sex offender registry and figure out their numbers.
Right. Well, Perverted Justice, the people who do the work with Chris Hansen, in their forums, they put up numbers, phone numbers of sex offenders all the time.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. All you wonderful people out there, fucking, I think Nunu does, I know Lonesome, all you wonderful people that get us fucking numbers, if you could real quick... Scam us a couple sex offender numbers, dude.
Hell yeah.
Dude, we can... Oh, my God, that's... I mean, I can't tell you all the lulls that will be had by that.
Right.
So anyways, let's do it. Well, what do we got now? Let's tie us over with a good prank.
I got two left here in England. Nah, that's Bozo. We already tried that one. There was no answer.
Bozo. What a loser.
Yeah, to fuck that name, Bozo. Come on, that's already... There's already a clown named Bozo. The most famous clown ever was Bozo. Why you gotta steal his name? Only a retard would do that. Apparently it is a retarded clown, that's probably why. I was gonna say, I'm gonna do a show over the weekend, but I don't know when yet, but it's gonna be one of these nights. Sometime in the week is gonna be a special show, and I think that'd be a good idea to do the sex offender thing. You know, if we don't get him in by tonight, at least by that week. This phone has gotta be replaced. Jeez.
Alright.
I'm sorry, I'm not gonna start messing up your head or your ears. Stuart Cartwright coming up next. This is in Manchester. Titlesley. Where's Titlesley? God, is Manchester like a state or is it like a city? You know what I mean? Is it like a province?
It's like fucking... It's a bunch of English people that are fucking stupid in an area.
They got an attitude problem up there in Manchester, from what I understand.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Manchester, yeah. They're quick to anger. You saw this guy that we were just talking to here. This guy. Well, I guess he was kind of mellow, though, huh? He wasn't really angry.
Like... Bone Thuggish, did he used to have a different name?
No, I think he's always been Bone Thuggish.
Really? Sure. I don't remember. But anyways, he's like posted my whole like fucking rant about hot broads, coke, and
He's like your biggest fan, dude. Look at that guy. He's just going on.
He's like going on. He goes, I know. I was like, never mind. I don't even want to get into that. Yeah. I want to forget I said it. I was on drugs and I'm bipolar. You know what? It will stand up in any court of law.
Exactly.
Fuck.
That's right.
Anybody.
It's not true. You can't prove it. It's just hearsay. It was all for the, radio comedy shit, whatever, you know, theater of the mind.
It was for the yucks.
Exactly. For the lols, as you say. Okay, Stuart.
No, don't say lols.
No. All right, sorry. Stuart Cartwright. Stuart Cartwright coming up. Hang on, everybody.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas. Mamas, baby mamas, yeah, go like this.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson, ooh, I am for real, never meant to make your daughter cry, I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson, ooh, I am for real, never meant to make your daughter cry, I apologize.
Don't like me.
He's sitting there posted. I think he's listening to it and he's just like transcribing it all. That's funny.
Oh, God, Jesus Christ.
You told her to open her mouth?
No, I didn't.
That's Pim, man. Put your mouth, bitch.
I did. Bipolar on coke. Leave me alone.
Hello?
How you doing, Stuart?
Who is it?
How are you doing?
Who is it?
This is the local Rainbow Coalition. And we're just calling everybody to know, in town, in the center of town, we're giving everybody free crumpets.
You didn't even get to the crumpets part. You just get straight up hung up. Like, what
now? Oh, God, dude. Like, it's funny. Like, I'm reading this, and I remember seeing all this.
I do, too. I remember seeing it here, and, yeah, you know what? I think I had an opportunity to cut it out. Maybe I did. No, I guess I didn't, because he's listening to it now. All right, I'll cut it out. Don't worry, man. I'll take care of that this weekend.
Don't even worry about it. I mean, it's already out there. I don't give a shit. Whatever.
Don't worry. We got your back. Don't worry. You're not pregnant.
That's fucking hilarious, though. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. What are they going to do, dude? I can get away with so much. Dude, I can get away with anything.
Okay.
Not anything.
Not anything, but yeah, a lot.
I can get away with a lot, and I have gotten away with a lot, and yeah. It's been fun, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. It doesn't matter, because everything's cool, dude. I had a great time. I'll look back on those times and cherish them forever.
Yeah. And nobody
fucking cares.
She got her foot in the door, so it's all good, man.
She didn't get shit in the door. Dude, she hated the interns I got now, too.
Really?
I got a cop. They're kind of like, I mean, they're, don't get me wrong, they're fucking hot, but I found another one, I think. But anyways, just to let the audience know, I've stopped doing coke.
Okay, good.
And I've even stopped doing weed.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
Man, so what are you drinking?
Bullshit. Come on, let's go. Let's make a
break. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Rick, quit smoking weed and doing coke. You wouldn't be here, you know, this time of night doing pranks with me if that was the case. You'd be sleeping. This guy, Rick Lou, the guy who lives in a freaking studio. Literally, you're always in the studio.
I'm here 16 hours a day, dude. 7 days a week. I feel weird if I don't come to the studio.
Wow.
Like,
I feel guilty.
Feel really weird.
Guilty, like you're doing something bad.
I'm serious. Like, I'm like, I want to go to the studio.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like being away from here that much.
Wow. Cool. Hey, man, you got that? Whatever it takes, man. You're happy doing what you're doing. Okay. Well, at least you're doing it. All right. You want to be there. All right. This is the last.
It's weird.
This is the last number I have. I think this might be the last one. This is Eva Cartwright in Manchester, also. All right.
Yeah. All right. No talk about Memphis. All right. I don't know. So bad because she had a pretty mouth, and I fucking say that.
Oh my God. She had a pretty mouth.
Is that rap or something? Bone? No, that's fucking Jay. That's all Jay Reclude all day.
Wow.
We're talking about going to Elvis and Park. I've told the whole town that, so it doesn't even matter, really.
All right, so it's out there.
I told every band in town that. They all fucking laugh.
Oh, my God.
This is funny, dude. It's fucking hilarious.
Wow. Cool, man.
Hopefully,
then you banged on the cart, too. Didn't you say you did or something like that? I think
on the what?
You said on the cart or something like that. Or
no,
on the
no,
board,
no.
On the board, I think. Or
no, she wrote that on MySpace.
Oh, that's what it was, yes.
No,
yes.
That's bullshit.
That's right.
I honestly didn't do anything.
You didn't do that. No. I'm sorry.
Kind of crossed the line in unprofessional ways, but I didn't do anything sexual with her. Didn't cross the line.
Okay,
so.
Of course. And I'm sorry. My bad. Hey, watch out. All right.
No, I don't give a shit. It's all documented.
All right, good. It's all documented. Even.
No, it's not.
This is the last prank of the night, Rick Luke. We're out of numbers. This is Eva Cartwright, all right?
All right.
Let's do this.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571.
No, let it go.
Okay.
The person you're calling is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
Come on, you cunt, where are you at? Whoa, I'm outside rubbing my cunt with crumpets. I want to let you know I'm related to the Kennedys, and I have sex with the figs. Figs, you dirty whore.
Alright, we're done. That's funny. I'm like, I didn't say cut the line. I'm like, I'll just leave it there.
Like, I wanted to basically
Sorry.
So it was like, I basically wanted it to, like, you know what I love is, like, I made a prank to this local radio station in here, man. Mm-hmm. It was like Sunday nights at fucking 7. They had these cockamamie fucking bullshit community shows.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, all right, so there was this one. I got on the TV one, and I was pranking them. They fucking cock-blocked my ass.
Uh-huh.
So I did get some spoof cards, and I'm trying to get a bunch of people to do that. But anyways, Sunday they had this thing. It's called, like, community. It's called Street Soldiers or whatever.
Street Soldiers?
Yeah, and these guys are on there. They're fucking stupid. They're like, well, you see, we got to help the babies. Like, talk about that. They've been talking about this for, like, 6 fucking months about the
them with the shit for the babies in the last 6 months.
Probably. Yeah, and then, like, they don't do anything. It's one, like, ex-con weightlifter guy. It's, like, 5 foot tall, and they're fucking... So, anyways, I decided to bust their balls the other day. They're sitting there. I was going up from Walmart, and I turned on the radio, and it was on there. I'm like, oh, dude, I just gotta fuck with them. So they came on the radio, right? I gotta get this recorded. Somebody's got it recorded. I'll have to, like, get it.
Yeah, I get that, yeah.
But it was like... Basically, they were like, You say you help the community. Did you give a young man a shovel? Did you give him a shovel and tell him to go plow the road? And whatever, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I called up, I said, hello there, this is Brother Ross. And they let me on the air, dude, like everything got on the air. I was like, I want to say I appreciate what you're doing for the communities. And they were like, oh, God bless you, brother, whatever. And I was like, well, I want to say that me and Mayor Coleman, we're, all right, there's this mayor in town that's, like, wanting to bring trolleys to the fucking town. It's, like, the dumbest waste
trolleys.
Of fucking money.
Oh,
and he's getting, like, a kickback. He has to be.
Yeah.
Like, that's a, who cares?
Right.
Like, we got a lot of homos in this town, I'll say that. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so I basically said, me and the mayor are starting an initiative to get trolleys in Columbus. You know why? Because we're homos. And I just get, and they fucking, I went for a little bit and they hung up on me. It was fucking badass.
Yeah, they don't have any, they used to have like old like radio shows. Like every radio station had to have like at least 1 hour a week of like community programming or something like
that. Yeah.
So they do a show like at, you know, 6 in the morning on Saturday or something like that. There's one in town I used to call in. It was like a, you know, you, I don't know if you ever saw Saturday Night Live where they had one just like that. It was called Reflections.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
It was just like that. It was just a black guy. It was always like, it's always a black guy.
Yeah, that's what it was. We have one in town. It's called Community Tapestry.
Okay.
It's like so god awful. It's like a public access show. I pranked the shit out of them and recorded on VCR tape.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's this one I said I like trannies and shit on 5th and High, and I was going on about trannies and shit, and they cut
wow.
me off.
That's funny. All right.
But anyways, yeah, man, I'm going to get back to work here.
Cool,
fucking
man. Awesome. Thanks for calling in. We had fun, as always.
Yeah, I'd like to say a shout-out to all the great people that listen, all the great people that give us numbers, because it's all a team.
It is. It's a team.
It's all a fucking team. And anybody that say, you know what I'm saying, is, you know, we got us on the air, you know, making pranks, and it's fun, but,
right.
You know, it'd be annoying as hell if we had to get all the fucking numbers, you know what I'm saying?
It'd be too much work, and I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, and plus, yeah. People listening, we can't listen, you know what I'm saying? I'll prank any time, though. I'll tell you what, I'm diehard. Like, I don't give a shit if there's nobody listening.
Prank. Is this
I'll pick up the phone. I'm starting to record pranks. I like all these rappers, like, love it.
Right?
Like,
really?
Like, it's starting to get on their albums.
Really? The prank?
Yeah. All right. So I was like, there's this one hook on this one song. It's pretty good. I'll have to send it to you. It's like, this one's like, oh, my life is getting money, money. Money, money, my life. So I called up, like, these, like, stores and shit and asked them, like, you got any ATMs? Because my life is getting money, money. I got a $200 limit and just all that. And they were dying. It's going to get, like, there's about 4 pranks.
Cool.
It's going to be on their album. I'll have to send them to you.
Put them up on a website, man. Just put them up there for people to go to and listen to, man. All those
yeah,
pranks.
I'm going
to,
here's what I'm going to do for now. What I'm going to do is I'm probably going to stop. I'm going to think about what I say on the air from now on.
Okay, true. I've done the same thing. I've stopped talking about weed and stuff like that as much.
Oh, really?
Because you know, you got to move on from, not you got to move on, but stuff. I'm going to try to take this legitimate in some kind of way. I myself, because I don't want, like, my family to find it, you know, out there one day, like, oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Did my family listen to this fucking show?
Right.
Motherfucker, dude. It'd be a different story.
Yeah.
Let me...
Yeah.
Let me tell you that, dude. Yeah, I feel that. That's why I've been thinking about, like, I've been thinking about a lot of shit. But anyways, I don't want to go into all that. All
right.
But yeah, man, well, it was nice having a show with you.
Awesome, man. Always nice talking to you. Take care, Reckwood.
All right, later.
Later, man.
All right, that was fun. We had a fun night tonight, everybody. We had a lot of pranks. A lot of people called in. This is, wow, we had a whole full play. We have Milkman call in. We had Hollywood Vagina, Ted, Jin, and Reclude, man. I mean, whoa. I mean, this is generational. All we needed was Annie. It would have been a full plate. Except unless you're going to count cloned.
Well, my fucking codes didn't really work, did they?
Because the thing is, like, you got to do the whole thing with, you know, and I love the prank calls that you and Ted do together where you do the banter. And that worked perfectly. There was almost like a little bit of a delay on your engine. That was the only problem.
I told Ted that from the start. I said there was a fucking delay, and it was like I didn't think it would be a problem. And I said I'd call in straight away, but then Reckwood kind of stole the spot there, so I thought, fuck it.
Yeah, it was a lot of people called in tonight, man. I'm sorry, Jim. It was good having you on, man. It was I was surprised to see. I wasn't expecting it, man. Honestly, today I was thinking, I was like, let me email Jim real quick, see how he's doing, you know, just to send him a quick what's up. But I didn't get. It was at work, and I didn't get to it, but. But yeah, man, it's good seeing you on. You're thinking about doing a show sometime over the holiday weekend too, I see, huh?
Yeah, I think if Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern time is good for everybody, then I'll do a Ventrilo show. And
cool.
If anybody wants to take part in that, you know, just send me an email and then we'll go on.
Awesome. I'll be around for that. All right. All right. Cool. That's about that. So that's a big thanks to Jin. Big thanks to Ted and Milkman. Are you around, dude? Milkman on mute. This TeamSpeak just mutes people out of nowhere. Hang on, let me unmute him here. Look at that. It's been muted half the... There you go, Milk. You there? Man Milk?
Because he loves
yeah,
the
man.
Show.
I don't know what happened. See,
can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now. Ted got muted like halfway in between the show, and I didn't even know. And now you were muted half. I don't know.
I was muted from a long time ago.
Yeah. I think it's not the server. I think it's the actual TeamSpeak client that I use in that other computer back here that controls you guys. I think it's screwy. Like sometimes, like with Tuck, he'll get muted and I'll try to unmute him and he stays muted permanently until I actually killed the whole thing. I don't know. It's I gotta reinstall. It's an old version of TeamSpeak. It's on there. It's an old version of it. I gotta update it.
You better update your client. That's probably what's going on, man.
Yeah. Hey.
It was a good show, man.
It was a good show. Hey, we can't go anywhere until we play the Prankmaster Gangbang. I promised you guys I was gonna play that. Remember?
Yeah. Definitely do that, man. You gotta do that.
It's 7 minutes long. Hang on, let me play it. Let me play that.
And then we'll sign out if you want, unless you feel like doing another round after we play the Gangbang call.
Probably not. I'm thinking about playing at the end of the show instead because I really need to get going. It's almost one. Let me do that instead, man. Milkman, wrap it up, and then what we'll do is we'll play the Prankmaster Gangbang at the immediate end of the show. Fair?
All right, cool, man. Yeah, man, that was a great show. Jeezy cow, man, we had so many good old friends, new friends join in tonight. Had your old buddy here, the Milkman, and Sweet Kisses. Thank you for stopping in. Had Jonathan, Hollywood Vagina. We had Reckling, we had Ted, Web, and JimStewart.com. Jimster was back. Man, this was a hell of a gangbuster show, man. Excellent show. Best in a while, man. I definitely like to thank our friends out there, our listeners, all our friends out there. Mr. Ted, Web, thank you so much. This wonderful TeamSpeak client here, server, all the things that you do for us. Thanks a lot, Mr. Ted Web. I'd like to say thank you very much to one of our hardest working people in all our shows, Mr. Lonesome Loser. God bless the Lonesome Loser. Thou shalt not make fun or cause any problem for the Lonesome Loser or forever. My number will be posted in every chat from here to the other side of the planet. Thank you so much, our number putting in, the Lonesome Loser. God bless you. Also like to thank other people that called in and like to welcome back Mr. Jim Stewart, MrJimStewart.com.
Yeah, of course.
And listening and stay tuned because he does have a new show planned for you guys this weekend. Hey, Jim, when is that show going to be?
Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
There you have it. You heard it from the man himself, the man of 1,001 voices and accents. Going down this weekend. Looking forward to it. Thank gosh. And also, friend Rick, thanks a lot for all you guys joining in. We sure hope you had as many laughs as we did here. It's always fun to share a laugh. And especially you, our listener. It's what it's all about. It's about you. Every week we provide the most interactive, fun-filled show for free. Absolutely not a dime to you. We just ask that you put a little time in with us, and we'll carry the dime for you. We love you all, and thank you so much for tuning in. And Mr. Carlito, he is our generalissimo here of this madhouse militia. Thank you so much, my big brother.
Yeah,
because
thank
without
you.
Without you, man, I would have already killed somebody and been in prison. Thanks, Lotto Hermano, generalissimo, back to you.
All right, thanks, Milkman. Thank you, sir. Yeah, thanks to, again, Jin, we keep saying thank you, but thank you for being in, you know, the show tonight, Ted, Brian in Vegas. I know Tuck was around for a little bit. Milkman, of course, as always, thank you. I want to thank the NEC for sending in the old people numbers. Right. Baz in the house. We'll thank Kokanee, who was keeping an eye on things, and Justin.TV. New also. Everybody else out there, has been a great show. Everybody on Syndicate, thank you guys. Again, as I said before, Syndicates, I have a great time. I don't think they have anybody coming on next, but be sure to stick around. There's always something going on over at Syndicate every night, and those are good people. They're very good entertainment. Be sure to listen to Zolar tomorrow. Zolar 10 p.m. Okay. Eastern tomorrow night. So yeah, we got a pretty big weekend. Look forward to. You got Jin Stewart with the show. You got a special Madhouse show. As I said, go to the forums. I'd say go to the forums tomorrow for the final word on when that special show will be over the weekend. And I'm looking forward to doing a show, you know, a special show. It's a makeup show. You know, we missed one last week. We'll make it up, you know, this week. Back, you know.
Exactly.
Two shows in a row. Yeah,
right.
even
look out for you guys. We love you, and we sure did miss you.
Yeah, we did. We did miss.
When are you doing another show, Carlito?
Sometime this weekend. It has to remain a secret until the time is nigh, and I'll explain that to you after the show. So be sure you stick around for, like, another few minutes if you could, my friend. I got to talk to you about something. Right, Jin?
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. All right, everybody, we'll catch you here next week. Be sure to go to madhouselive.com and do that thing. We'll catch you here next week. Yeah.
Y'all better have your pencils ready. Number 2.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.